KS.
And we're back at Snyder Arena in Lincoln as we get sent for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach, it's been kind of like an NBA schedule here. We play our second game in the 48 hours. We got to three games this week.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like an early season run here. In November we play a ton of games. So, I mean, I think it's something that our kids are prepared to do. It's just a matter of getting the job done ultimately, and that's just getting a win.
And a win is going to be very important for Hastings College tonight. Again, you got six teams in the GPAC vying for the last three spots in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. So every win down the stretch is going to be important for us.
It is, you know, and we're just going to have to find a way to, I guess you would say, not maybe play to the level of our competition. You know, I thought our kids gave a pretty darn good effort the other night against Stuart, obviously coming up a little bit short, but it's a tie ball game with about 4.5 minutes to go, and Dort proved why they're the number four team in the country, and they just made a heck of a run, and they really capitalized, I thought, on our miscues. I don't think it was as much of what they did as us giving them an opportunity to do what they did, and that's the thing where we're still kind of learning and growing as a team. And, you know, as you can see, it's not a very large margin between the best teams in our league and teams that are continuously scratching and clawing and trying to find their way throughout the course of the season, because I think Dort is a good team, but we had opportunities and we were right there towards the end.
I know you mentioned during the pregame show the other day we had to defend the post, did not do a very good job at that, as we give up 38 points in the paint against Dort. Then one other thing, free throws, had a tough time from the free throw line, and that's not us. We're the best free throw shooting team in the conference, and really the game came down to those two factors.
Well, it was, and you know, the thing that we identified as a team, you know, I told our guys before we left the floor to go to our pregame warmup, it's the two statistics that we're going to look at hardest at halftime were going to be our free throws and our rebounds, because I felt that was what was going to make us the more aggressive team and the team that was going to play the most physical and those kinds of things. And, you know, Dort was way ahead of us at the halftime mark as far as free throws. We were either up one or virtually tied as far as rebounds. So as well as we played in the first half to only be up four, I knew the second half was going to be big, and I thought Dort did a really good job of establishing things coming out of in the second half. We start our half with a turnover, give up offensive rebound, and a foul. So that was not the way that we wanted to start the second half, and I think it set the tone for the rest of the game.
As well as we played in that ball game for a majority of that one, we never were able to expand the lead. I think we got out to an 8-point lead in the first half against Dort the other day. Never really was able to push that thing in the double digits where we could have put some doubt into them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we had the ball, I think, at the foul line with a good shooter at the foul line with about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the first half that could have bumped it to 10 points. And we don't do that. They come down and they hit a three. So it goes from 8 to 5 just like that. And again, that's why Dort is as good of a team as they are, because they have the capability to do that. And we're still, you know, trying to get kids to understand when you have a team, not necessarily on the ropes. I mean, a 10-point lead in the first half isn't insurmountable by any stretch. But I think when you have a team in a situation like we had Dort at that time, we've just got to do a better job of focusing in on that possession and taking things away, because then you can plug away possession by possession. You're not trying to hit, you know, a home run or a knockout punch each time. You can just kind of play basketball the way that you had up to that point and what had gotten you that 10-point lead. But instead, then you kind of hit scramble mode because you're trying to gain everything back in one possession. And again, that's a maturity factor, and that's an experience factor that we have yet to grasp at this time.
We fell behind in the second half. Did we get into that scramble mode offensively?
Yeah, we really did. You know, and we got back to, you know, trying to make great plays just instead of just making good plays. And I thought, you know, a couple of our guys were a little bit fatigued, but, you know, that's the problem that we're still having to a degree, Mike, in which we've talked about, is we have a lot of specialists. So we have to do a lot just with smoke and mirrors until we can get kids all on the same page as far as our defenders being able to score and our scorers being able to defend. And that right there was probably our biggest issue on Monday night.
That is it. As you look back, we played one of the best teams in the nation, and we were within a couple of plays from maybe pulling out an upset. That's how close, again, this basketball team is to maybe doing some things in the GPAC.
And it is, you know, and it's been that way the entire year. And you know, as many times as I've said to our coaches and things like that, I just don't know, you know, and I'm just not sure. And I haven't had a hard of a time in my career, period, trying to read a team and knowing when kids are ready or knowing if they grasp the scouting report or knowing if they grasp the overall plan going into a game as I have this year. And I can't really put my finger on it. If I knew, boy, I'd sure do the best darn that I could to make those corrections. Because there's such subtle adjustments. And as we reviewed film yesterday prior to practice and going through some things, you know, the thing that gives me hope is we do make plays that we have been working on all year, and we do make routine plays and basketball plays. But then again, once we get a little bit of confidence, there's a fine line between playing with a little bit of confidence or a little bit of swagger versus just trying to take the game over individually and not concentrating on what you did to get to that point of an 8 to 10 point lead against a good team like Dort.
One bright spot offensively, Tobin Reinwald had another great night for you in the ball game against Dort. He seems to be having his motor is running on a high level right now.
You hit it right on the head. He's playing unbelievably, you know. And the thing about Tobin that I've just been so proud of him is he's really doing the things that he needs to do to correct himself on and off the floor. And I couldn't be more pleased with him because the kid, boy, he can play. I mean, that kid can flat out score the basketball. He's becoming a much better defender. You know, we're still working on him with just little things, you know, jump stopping and turnovers. But he's so aggressive that he's got one gear and one gear only right now. And I think when he continues to develop his offensive game and play with a little bit more tempo and playing with a little bit more savvy, I think his future is going to continue to be very, very bright.
Does he still have a couple of gears to go?
He's got a lot of gears to go, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm not sure. You know, Tobin's averaged more as a freshman in college than he did as a senior in high school, and that's just not – that's very hard to do. He's got a chance to go down as one of the best scorers this college has ever seen. I mean, it's a clip that he's going right now, and, you know, knock on wood, there's a lot of things that got to continue to fall into place, and he's got to continue to work and develop. But, man alive, he's really – really dialed in right now, and he's very, very intense. And I think he's very intent on getting this thing turned around. And it's just he's just got to find guys along with him that can carry that load.
So Hastings on the road here tonight playing in Lincoln. And this has been a friendly place for us the past several years. I think we got a six-game winning streak in Lincoln right now. So this place is very friendly for us.
Well, it's a tough place to win. You know, playing Nebraska West End, period, is a tough place. You know, they've – even, you know, a couple of years ago when we had a really good team, I think our average margin of victory over Nebraska Wesleyan was 4 or 6 points. You know, you just – Nebraska Wesleyan just doesn't play a tempo or a style that you're going to be able to blow them out, or they're going to be able to blow you out, knock on wood as I say that. But, you know, they really do a great job of controlling the tempo. I tell you, the thing that I've been impressed with more than anything right now with Wesleyan is – they're playing with a lot more cleverness and a lot more savvy than they have. And about 3 years ago, they had a very good recruiting class, a couple really good recruiting classes in a row. And I think you're just seeing dividends of those kids that are now juniors and seniors and that have kind of taken some bumps and bruises along the way. You know, but Nebraska Wesleyan's beat some really good teams. They beat Morningside a week ago. They beat Dort a couple weeks ago. So they're playing very good basketball right now.
What are they doing this year that they maybe didn't do 2 or 3 years ago?
I think they just, you know, their offensive system and scheme is so intricate. You know, there's so many different cuts and nuances to the game. And theirs is a little bit more structured than maybe that we would want to play. Ours is a little bit more read-oriented and a little bit more open. But they have such tight windows that they have to fit the basketball in for their nuances. And I think those kids are just doing a very good job. And I think they've got very good leadership. You know, and they've got a kid in Nick Dinan that runs a point that statistically he's never going to wow you. He's not going to be a kid where you say, boy, we've got to do this and this and this to guard him. He's just as tough as they come as far as a competitor. He's a great defender, and he really takes care of the basketball, and he just gets them in their stuff. And you just cannot at any level or in any way, shape, or form, you just can't put a price tag on a kid that knows what to do, how to get it done, and do that on a consistent basis. And that's somewhat of what we lost to Nate Olson.
And now we've got to really basically switch gears. We go from the high-paced tempo that we had against Dort the other night. This will be a grind-em-out affair. Is that tough as a basketball team to adjust back-to-back games like this?
Well, like I've tried to explain to our kids, it might be a little bit. But I think the most important thing is we just can't get frustrated with our game offensively. We've got to concentrate on things that we can really control shot selection is going to be a little bit more key tonight because there's not going to be as many possessions. And that's, you know, something that you're always going to have to deal with. So maybe a good shot that was there on Monday night against Dort probably might not be a good shot now. You know, a first touch 3-point shot is probably not what we're going to need, you know. And I'm no different than any other basketball coach. If a bad shot goes in, it becomes a good shot. And I understand those things. But, you know, I think what we've really got to do is just kind of focus. And we've really tried to prepare our team and show them footage of games that we won that were in the 50s and 60s and games that we won that were in the 100s and 90s, you know. So we've been on both ends of that spectrum this year too. So I think, you know, our team can, and depending how quickly we can adjust to the tempo of the game or create the tempo for ourselves, will determine, you know, kind of our success rate coming in tonight.
A couple of kids scoring in double figures for Wesleyan. Eric Jackson, Trevor Johnson, a couple of sophomore kids scoring about 11 points per ballgame. Talk about those two guys.
Kind of two different ends of the spectrum from the standpoint that the Johnson kid's a little bit more of a mismatch-oriented type player. If you get a guard on him, he's really going to try and post you up. He gets some productivity out of his offensive rebounds. And Jackson is much more of a three-point shooter. I mean, they're really looking to run a lot more things for him. And Coach Shuknick has kind of loosened up his reins and constraints on their offense and really allowed Eric to make some plays from the three-point line and maybe shots that weren't taken in the past couple of years. Eric's been able to take those shots and make a believer of his coach because he's knocking them down. And as a coach, that's what you like to see. And just the ability to, you know, if you're going to give a kid a little bit of a leash, they better not hang themselves with it. And I think Eric has done a very good job of converting and then converting at a high percentage.
First time around, they beat us 56-53. I know they held an advantage on the offensive glass, 12-3. Obviously, rebounding a big key tonight.
It is because they've got good length and good size, and they're very aggressive and they're very competitive on the boards. And I think for a long time, you know, for many years of Coach Shuknick's career, that's kind of how they had to play, and that's how they had to compete and stay in the game. So that part of their game, that part of their mentality or their persona has not changed. And I think that what they've added is, again, just the nuances of the game, I think, have gotten a lot better for them, and the ability to shoot the ball from three has gotten a lot better.
We said it was a tight game the first time around. I think it went right down to the wire. We don't really have to do anything differently in this ball game, do we?
No, we don't want to slow it down. You know, I know that for sure. I mean, we're going to try and, again, do the best that we can to create tempo, and if we can find a way to get Tobin in the open floor and play through contact is going to be the biggest thing, because Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be very physical with you defensively. They're going to challenge you, and if you can't get past them on what we say an extra half dribble, meaning, you know, you get your shoulder into a guy and you can get to the elbow, if you can take that one extra bounce and get to the paint, now you're going to really open things up for yourself and for other people on the team. So it's that extra half dribble that we call it. That's going to be the difference tonight for us offensively as far as creating opportunities.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Creech head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. The starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight as we get set for the men's game between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. Again, if you're just joining us, the Hastings College women victorious tonight over Wesleyan, winning by the score of 61-52. Some of the other scores on the women's side of things here tonight in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Dort up in Mitchell by the score of 54-50. Northwestern took care of Mount Marty tonight in Yankton, winning by the score of 71-57. And Hastings College beating Nebraska Wesleyan here in Lincoln by a score of 61-52. Still waiting for the results on the Midland at Doan ball game and Concordia at Briarcliff. Briar Cliff had a 58-51 decision over the Concordia Bulldogs, the conference leaders at halftime here tonight. So we got the men's game coming up next between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming in a record of 10 wins and 12 losses on the season. They are 6-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of an emotional high as the Prairie Wolves knocked off Morningside on Saturday afternoon, 66-63 here in Lincoln. That snapped a 13-game losing streak to the Mustangs and was the first win over Morningside since 1973. So Wesleyan picks up a win in their last outing. Hastings has lost four games in a row and four out of the last five ball games of that lone victory coming back on January the 18th. Hastings knocked off Doan. The Broncos have just one road GPAC victory, and that was back on December 10th at Briar Cliff. So Hastings definitely behind the eight ball here tonight as we get ready to go against Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos really in a dogfight here to get into the GPAC postseason tournament. Again, the top eight teams qualify out of the GPAC, out of the regular season standings for the postseason tournament. That's the only way to get to the national tournament. So Hastings has got some wood to chop, so to speak, here in the final four ball games of the season. In fact, there are six teams right now vying for the three remaining spots in that GPAC postseason tournament. They include Dakota Wesleyan, Concordia, Mount Marty, Nebraska Wesleyan, Hastings, and Doan. So the Broncos are definitely in a must-win situation here tonight to stay alive for a possible postseason playoff berth here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But it won't be easy as Nebraska Wesleyan has already beaten Hastings once. That was way back in December when they played in Hastings, winning by the score of 56-53. Bryce Arp of Nebraska Wesleyan hit a layup with about 25 seconds to play in that ball game to break a tie, give Wesleyan the victory. In fact, it was back on December the 7th. Hastings had a chance to tie that ball game, but Eric Jackson stole the ball and sealed the win for the Prairie Wolves. Neither team had a lead larger than 6 points in that contest, and the lead changed hands nine times with six ties in that contest. So we expect more of the same here tonight. Wesleyan is going to be a slow-down affair tonight. They average only 63.5 points per ball game in offense, which is 10th out of the 11 teams in the GPAC. They are very good defensively. Nebraska Wesleyan gives up only 64.1 points per ball game on defense, and is number one in the conference. They are number two in field goal percentage on defense, giving up only 42% shooting. And they are number 10 in three-point defensive scoring, or defensive average, at 37%. Hastings College coming in, a team that is averaging 72.7 points per ball game on offense. That's not been the problem for the Broncos here this season. It's been defensively. Hastings is giving up 75.4 points per ball game. That is second to the last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. These two teams are meeting for the 194th time in the all-time series. This is a series that dates back all the way back to 1910, 1911, as these two schools have played college basketball for a long, long time. Hastings currently holds the advantage over Nebraska Wesleyan, 103-90. As we talked in the pregame show, this has been a friendly place for Hastings College to play. They have won the last six games played here in Lincoln. In fact, the last victory for Nebraska Wesleyan here at home over Hastings was back on February the 19th, 2005, when Wesleyan beat Hastings by the score of 90-68. Hastings had won 10 games in a row before last season, and now the Prairie Wolves have won two out of the last three games played between the two teams. So a very competitive series, and we expect more of the same here tonight as Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan get set to go for the 194th time here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball in 1230 KHIS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lincoln and Snyder Arena, Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan getting set to go at it here in men's college basketball. And the Broncos will play tonight without Nate Olson, who is probably lost for the season here for the Broncos, as he, we understand, dislocated a kneecap in practice on Sunday in preparation for the ball game against Dort on Monday. So that's a key cog in the Broncos offense, not as far as the scoring is concerned, but just getting Hastings into the right offense and making the proper calls out there. Nate Olson, really the quarterback at point guard, he will miss his second straight game, did not play on Monday and will not play here tonight as he is walking out of the locker room right now on crutches there, as he will take his seat beside the Bronco coaching staff and head coach Lance Creech. Other games going on in the conference tonight on the men's side of things. It is Concordia playing at Briarcliff. Midland is in Crete tonight to take on Doan. Dort is at Dakota Wesleyan. Northwestern is playing at Mount Marty and Hastings College here in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Last night, Morningside took care of Dakota State in a non-conference affair, winning by a score of 69-62. Conference standings on the men's side of things right now. Dort is out on top. They have a mark of 14-3. They're ranked number 4 in the country. Briarcliff is in second place at 12-4. They've got Northwestern in there at 11-5. Midland a couple of games back at 10-7. Morningside is at 9-8. And you got the log jam. Dakota Wesleyan at 6-10. Concordia at 6-10. Mount Marty at 6-10. Nebraska Wesleyan at 6-11. Hastings at 5-11. And Doan is sitting at 5-11. All of those last six teams still have a chance to qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. But all those teams needing victories down the stretch here. Hastings College with this ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan tonight to go on the road and play their third game of the week on Saturday up in Yankton against Mount Marty. Then they'll come back next week and face Concordia on the road in Seward. And Hastings will finish off with a ball game against Morningside at home, a team that the Broncos already lost to this season. So one game at a time here for the Broncos, trying to break a four-game losing streak here tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan. And the Broncos have lost four in a row. They've lost four out of their last five ball games, looking to turn the tide here tonight against a pretty solid Nebraska Wesleyan ball club here tonight. Their starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with a starting lineup that looks like this, a little bit different than we're accustomed to. That's going to be Alex Thayer getting a start tonight. Alex, a 5'10" freshman out of Superior, Nebraska. He's averaging 2 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. Brent Wells is a 6'4" sophomore out of St. Paul. Wells now averaging 4 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman is a 6'2" sophomore out of Norfolk. He is averaging 11.5 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald is a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln. Reinwald averaging 17.9 points and 6 rebounds per game is a third leading scorer in the GPAC this week. And then Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 8.2 points and 3.5 rebounds. The ball game, Hastings coached by Lance Creech. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they will go with Trevor Johnson, a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln Pius. Trevor is averaging 11.6 points per ball game and 5 rebounds per game. Andy Schweitzer is a 6'3" senior from Bedford, Iowa. Schweitzer is averaging 7.5 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Nick Dinan is a 6-foot senior out of Omaha Gross. He's averaging 7.4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Eric Jackson is a 6'3" sophomore out of Lincoln Southeast. Jackson averaging 11.3 points per ball game and 2.9 rebounds per game. And then Tim Schweitzer is a 6'7" sophomore from Bedford, Iowa. Schweitzer is averaging 3.8 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. So Nebraska Wesleyan at Hastings College here tonight. Hastings 11-15 in the season, 5-11 in the GPAC. Nebraska Wesleyan 10-12 overall, 6-11
in the GPAC. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. So the Broncos are going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Nebraska Wesleyan comes out. They're going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold here tonight. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right as we set to go here at Snyder Arena. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves will have it on the opening possession here tonight. Wesleyan has already beaten Hastings once, 56-53, back in December at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Schweitzer with the ball. His jumper is up there and in, just inside the three-point circle. Out near the top of the key is Andy Schweitzer. Puts one down through the hole, and Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings. It is 2-0. Broncos come back with the ball. There's Alex Thayer with the ball. Wesleyan will start off in a man-to-man defense. Reinwald in the lane, stops, spins, puts up a shot, and hits it. Tobin Reinwald picking up right where he left off the other night against Dort. Had a sensational ball game against the Dort defenders, and he puts down his first shot here. Now Hastings attacking in backcourt. Trying to force the tempo here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan very deliberate. They don't put a lot of points on the scoreboard, but they are effective, scoring 63.5 points per ball game. Schweitzer goes to work inside. Here's a shot. It's up there by Johnson. It's going to be no good. He's fouled in the play. Trevor Johnson right in front of the hole is fouled here by Alex Thayer of Hastings. That's going to be his first. First team foul in the Broncos, and Trevor Johnson will go to the free throw line here for Wesleyan. He scored 14 points in the first meeting between Hastings and Wesleyan. He's averaging 11.6 in the season. 56% foul shooting in the season for Trevor Johnson. His shot is up there. It's good. Nebraska Wesleyan is dead last in the conference as a team in free throw percentage at 62%. Hastings is number one in the conference in free throw shooting at 74%. Second free throw by Johnson is no good. Wesleyan has got a 3-2 lead. Hastings back with the ball. Tobin Reinwald at the top of the key. Stops there. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He spins, and we got a foul called. They work the ball right inside to Dylan Flynn. He is fouled in the play here by Wesleyan. Non-shooting situation as the foul goes on Trevor Johnson. That's going to be his first. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Woolman will play things in for Hastings. 3-2. Wesleyan has got the lead. Brady Woolman looking, comes to the near sideline. Reinwald has got the ball. Tobin comes out here in the three-point territory, sends it to the near sideline now to Brady Woolman around the screen from Flynn, moves it down on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside. There's Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets it away to the far sideline, and Nick Dinan back to Schweitzer. Now to Schweitzer. This is Tim Schweitzer. Got a couple of them out there for Wesleyan. They go inside to Johnson. Turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Down to Thayer. End of the forecourt to Brady Woolman. Woolman brings it over here on the right side. Now to Tobin Reinwald. He dribbles with the ball back out here in the three-point territory. To Wells. Back to Tobin. Near sideline. Alex Thayer. Back out to Tobin. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Drives the ball against Johnson. Moves the ball down on the baseline. Back out to Flynn. Now to Woolman again. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Hastings trailing 3-2 to Nebraska Wesleyan early in this ball game. Alex Thayer with the ball. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. There's Woolman firing up a shot from three-point territory. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Eric Jackson. Eric Jackson clears it away. Now to Nick Dinan, and Wesleyan will hold things up here as they walk the ball across the 10-second line. Hastings into the man-to-man defense here. Dinan's got the ball, top of the key to Jackson. Jackson around the screen, boots it to the right side, down in the corner. Schweitzer shot up there, no good. Rebound swatted around. It's picked up by Hastings. The Broncos runner back the other way. Here's Brent Wells on the near sideline to Thayer. Moves it down in the baseline. His pass in the lane is deflected and is brought down by Andy Schweitzer. First turnover in the ball game for Hastings. Andy Schweitzer has got it down for the Prairie Wolves into the forecourt. Down to Nick Dinan. Comes across the top. Near side, Jackson. Lobs it inside to Tim Schweitzer. Back outside to Andy Schweitzer. Drives for the goal. Dumps it away here to Johnson. His shot is no good. Johnson gets his rebound. Johnson comes back on the top to Dinan. He takes the ball with the goal down to Lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Down for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket just underway here in the men's ball game. 17-10 remaining. 3-2 is the score. Prairie Wolves have got the lead over Hastings. Wesleyan will play things in to the far sideline. Schweitzer tries to save it from going out of bounds. He does, but Hastings has got it. Thayer gets the ball now to Woolman. He drives it. Shot is up there. It's no good. He misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Dinan. He's going to be fouled in the play down here. What do we have here? The official calling a foul. It's going to go on Wesleyan. It's going to be a blocking foul here on Andy Schweitzer. He picks up the personal foul here for Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Lohman, the best free throw shooter in the conference at 95%. He's missed only three free throws all year long. He's 64 out of 67, and he hits that one. Coming into the ball game now for Wesleyan is going to be Trent Seidel. Comes into the ball game now for Wesleyan. So Seidel checks in there at the 17:05 mark. Here comes the next shot by Lohman. It's up there and in. Seidel is a 6'5" sophomore out of Falls City, Nebraska. 4-3. Hastings now with a 1-point lead over Wesleyan. 3 minutes into the ball game. Andy Schweitzer has got the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan into the forward court. Now to Nick Dinan. They get it to the top of the key to Eric Jackson. Jackson sends it over to Schweitzer for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Andy Schweitzer from the far sideline. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Wesleyan back out on top by a score of 6-4. Tobin Reinwald for Hastings. Now to Wells. Lobs it inside. The ball poked away by Wesleyan, away from Flynn. Now the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by Wesleyan, so Hastings will play things in. Broncos will play it in here on the near sideline. 6-4 with 16:36 to play in this first half. Brady Woolman will look to trigger it in right in front of the Wesleyan bench. Gets it into Alex Thayer. Now to Tobin Reinwald, over to Flynn on the wing on the left side to Wells. Wells scores around on the baseline, now spins, puts up an underhand shot up there. It's good. Brant Wells scores there, the product out of St. Paul. That's his first field goal in the ball game, and Hastings has come back to tie things up. 6 points apiece. Nick Dinan with the ball now for Wesleyan, back into the forecourt. Hastings stands with a man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the right side, that's Andy Schweitzer. Out on top to Eric Jackson. Jackson now to a Nick Dinan. He holds the ball beyond the ring. Moves across the top of the key, takes it to the right wing. Now reverses the ball, gets it over here to Seidel. Seidel to the near sideline, Eric Jackson. Jackson gets away from Reinwald, drives for the bucket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent Wells gets the rebound. Now to Alex Thayer, hustles into the forecourt. Now to a Brady Woolman. Out to Wells. We've got a whistle underneath the hole here. And a foul is going to be called on Wesleyan. A foul is going to go here on Tim Schweitzer. That's going to be his first team foul, number three on the Prairie Wolves here in the ballgame. The officials here in this contest are going to be Lonnie Graver, also Dick Morrissey, and Al Monaco. Some veteran officials here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will play things in. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Out on top, Alex Thayer has got the ball. He drives it. Gives it away to Tobin Reinwald on the wing. Bounce pass goes down here to Wells on the baseline. Wells spinning. Forces up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Wells has got it again. Now he loses the ball. It's going to come out here. And it's going to be picked up by Flynn near the 10-second line. So Hastings maintains control here. Flynn gets the ball into the hands of Woolman. Hastings will get the fresh shot clock here. Alex there. Now to Wells. Top of the key to Reinwald on the left side. Reinwald takes the ball down into the baseline. Now to the goal. And shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Seidel. Seidel gets it away now to Nick Dinan. He'll bring the ball up the floor here. Or Wesleyan over on the wing to Andy Schweitzer. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped. Seidel picks it up here on the near sideline. On the baseline, 10-footer is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. We played 5 minutes. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Woolman's entry pass deflected away. It's going to be intercepted here by Bryce Arp. The second turnover on Hastings as the Broncos try to pound the ball inside to Flynn. So two turnovers on Hastings. Here comes Wesleyan back in their offensive zone. Mitch Liberty is into the ball game now. For Wesleyan, moves it over to a Nick Dinan. Entry pass is going to be over the head of Bryce Harp out of bounds. Was it tipped out? Yes. So we'll see right here. Wesleyan will play things in. Here comes Ferguson into the ball game for Hastings. Here comes Jake Marvin into the contest and Dane Bacon. They all check in here with 14:38 to play here in the first half. Into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Brian Thompson. And Thompson will trigger things in. Right side of the basket gets it into a Bryce Harp. Now to Thompson. Brian Thompson comes out here in the three-point territory. The Liberty down in the corner, puts it on the floor, dribbles up on the wing. Now to Bryce Arp, top of the key. Near sideline, now to Jonah Bradley, who's into the ball game. Bradley double-teamed. Now he has his pocket picked here. Ball is taken down by a Jake Marvin of Hastings. Now to Ferguson into the forecourt. To Bacon down in the corner. That's going to be Lohman with the ball. Comes back out here to Dane Bacon in three-point territory. Bacon dribbles down the right side of the lane. Now to Ferguson. Ferguson to Bacon. Back to Ferguson. Bounce pass goes inside. Marvin has got the ball with his back to the basket. He backs up, spins, puts up a shot in the lane. Good. Hastings now with the lead, 8-6. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. So the Broncos have a lead here in the first half. 13 minutes and 58 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 8, Nebraska Wesleyan 6.
the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia has come back to beat Briar Cliff in women's college basketball tonight, 102-96. And it was Doane College tonight knocking off Midland by the score of 72-67. So now the women's scoreboard is complete with the addition of those scores. We go to Wesleyan beating Dort 54-50. Northwestern beating Mount Marty 71-57. Hastings winners over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 61-52 in the other scores. Men's play now. Hastings with an 8-6 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves have the ball. Here's a Bryce Hart. Moves it over here on the near sideline to Thompson. Bounce pass goes inside. It's through the fingertips of Seidel out of bounds. A turnover there on the Prairie Wolves. That's their second of the ball game. And Hastings will come back the other direction with a lead, 8-6. Broncos trying to break a four-game losing streak here tonight. There's Ferguson with the ball here on the near sideline, picked up by Liberty. Wesleyan still under man-to-man defense. Ferguson gives it up now. Bringing Woolman behind the screen. Woolman dribbling the ball in three-point territory with 15 on the shot clock. Dane Bacon moves it over the far sideline to Wells. Now to Bacon. Dribble penetration. Stops at the free throw line to Ferguson. Now to Marvin at the wing on the left side. Hands it away. There's Wells. Spins at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Ferguson. Shot up and in. Charles Ferguson scoring there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. Hastings College now with a four-point lead, 10-6 to score. Here comes Brian Thompson back with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Comes into the offensive zone, goes over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley moves it down in the corner to Scheidel. Bounce pass comes back on top to Bryce Arp. Arp sends it back down in the corner. That's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Bradley bounce pass right side of the lane to Scheidel. He has his pocket picked here by Wells. Wells steals the ball away. The third turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets the ball ahead now to Ferguson. Ferguson sends it inside to Wells. On the low block right side, kicks it back out. Marvin for three. Shot is up there. He hits it. Jake Marvin hits a three ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a seven-point lead, 13-6. Hastings with a lead with 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first half. Brent Seidel with the ball. Seidel hands it away. Now to Mitch Liberty. Now to Thompson out here in three-point territory. Broncos stay with the man-to-man. Liberty gets away, drives it to the goal and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Mitch Liberty finds a seam of the defense and takes it to the goal and scores. He is fouled in a play here, and Liberty will go to the free throw line to try to convert on the three-point play. Personal foul is called here on Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. It's now 13-8. Hastings with the lead. Liberty will go to the free throw line. A 58% foul shooter in the season. He's only attempted 12. Converted on 7. His shot is up there. It's good. Coming into the ball game now for Wesleyan will be Eric Jackson. Liberty will check out. Wesleyan is now within 4 points here at 13-9. Hastings will come back with the ball as Ferguson will play things into Alex Thayer, who's back into the ball game now. Freshman out of Superior. As Thayer brings it down the near sideline to Ferguson in between the circles. Over here to Alex Thayer, picked up out there by Nick Dinan of Nebraska Wesleyan to the far sideline to Ferguson. Ferguson on the wing, sends it inside to Marvin, spins toward the baseline. Marvin still with the ball. Kicks it out here on the wing to a Dane Bacon. He drives it down the lane. Down here in the corner to Charles Ferguson. Drives the ball to the goal. It's tipped away. It's picked up by Bacon. Bacon at the free throw line. Bounce pass out to Thayer. Thayer now to Bacon for three. His shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Arp. Gets it away down the far sideline. Now to Johnson. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It is no good. A whistle. We got a foul called here. It's going to be a block on Dane Bacon. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Trevor Johnson. Johnson, a 56% foul shooter on the season for Wesleyan. He's averaging 11 points per ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. But Johnson hits the free throw. He recorded his first career 20-point game the other day against Morningside. He scored 21 points. Second shot is up there. It is no good. He's got two so far here in this one. 13-10 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. On the wing is Bacon. Bacon brings it out here to Alex Thayer. Now to Ferguson on the near sideline. Wesleyan still in the man-to-man. There's Marvin at the top of the key. Jake sends it to Tobin Reinwald on the wing. Tobin takes it behind his screen, down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Brian Sharp, and the ball is recovered by Wesleyan. Tobin Reinwald taking the ball to the hole there, but he runs into big old Bryce Arp inside there and knocks the ball away, and Wesleyan has got the ball. Nick Dinan on the high post now. Trevor Johnson over to Dinan on the wing on the right side. The Broncos in the man-to-man. Dinan sends it inside to Johnson. He puts up a shot over Reinwald. No good, and Tobin gets hit with a personal foul. Tobin Reinwald picks up his first, the team's fourth. We got a shooting situation coming up here from Trevor Johnson for Nebraska Wesleyan. Johnson has hit double figures in 16 of the 22 games played so far this season for Nebraska Wesleyan. He throws up a free throw here. It's up there and in. He's now 3 out of 4 for the stripe tonight for his only points in the ball game. Here comes Wells back into the ball game after a short breather, and coming out will be Reinwald. 10:47 remaining here in the first half. Next shot is up there. That is good for Johnson. 13-12 is the score now. Wesleyan has scored the last 6 points in the ball game after Hastings opened up a 7-point advantage. Brent Wells with the ball back out to a Dane Bacon. Leaves it for Wells at the free throw line, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Backs it back out of there. There's Dane Bacon. Bounce pass down low to Marvin, and he lays it in. Dribble penetration by Bacon. He finds Jake Marvin on the baseline on the right side, and Jake Marvin throws it down through the hole. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. 15-12. Hastings back out to a 3-point lead. Here's Trevor Johnson with it now for Wesleyan, the Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets it to Nick Dinan, picked up there by Thayer of Hastings. Nick Dinan dribbling with the ball, sends it to Johnson here at the top of the key. Now down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Bryce Arp thought he was fouled. No call there. Hastings comes back the other way. That's Brent Wells on the dribble. Finds the seam. Takes it to the goal and scores. Brent Wells, nice move to the basket. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame, and Wesleyan wants to call another timeout as Hastings has opened up a 5-point lead. 9 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 12.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tomorrow on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Adams Central taking on the Ravenna Blue Jays. Airtime about 6 o'clock tomorrow for the pregame show. Everything started shortly after that from the Patriot Gym, the Blue Jays, and the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. We'll have Husker women's basketball coming up for you tomorrow. You're on 1230 KHIS. Wesleyan with the ball. They try to pound it inside. It's going to be tipped, and it's deflected here by Diamond on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes back inside to Schweitzer. Down to the free throw line as they get it to Johnson. Dribbles down the lane. A little short jumper is up there and in. Trevor Johnson is his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 6 points in the contest. 17-14. Here's Brent Wells with the ball for Hastings. Wells comes back out here on the wing on the left side to Bacon. Now to Marvin. Spins toward the baseline. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schweitzer for Wesleyan. Schweitzer runs it back the other way. Long pass ahead as they get it down the far sideline to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Nick Dinan. They look it back around to the left wing to Eric Jackson. Jackson now top of the key. Andy Schweitzer dribbles down the lane. Nice dish down low to Johnson. His shot's going to be blocked down. Marvin blocks it down, and now it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by Trevor Johnson down there on the baseline after his shot was rejected by Jake Marvin. And for Marvin, that's his 23rd block of the basketball season. 17-14, the Broncos have a 3-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Bacon mishandles it out there, but he picks it back up, nearly taken away there by Andy Schweitzer. Hastings still on the attack with 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Wells at the top of the key, holds onto it. Bounce pass near sideline. Charles Ferguson. Ferguson cuts it toward the goal. Here's a pass deflected, and it's picked up by Schweitzer. Third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Nick Dinan has got the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Comes back the other way. Now to Trevor Johnson. Johnson in the wing over here on the left side to Jackson. Out on top, Schweitzer for three. Shot good. Schweitzer nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. Wesleyan has come from 5 points down to tie it now at 17 points apiece with 8 minutes to play in the first half. Alex Thayer with the ball at the top of the key, looking to penetrate. Sends it down in the corner to Marvin. Fakes the three. Marvin back outside to Alex Thayer. There brings it back to the near sideline again to Bacon. The ball poked away by Andy Schweitzer. Bacon picks it back up. Now to Wells, top of the circle, over to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson now to Alex Thayer. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Thayer now to Bacon. Dribbles to the free throw line. Out to Marvin for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wesleyan. Andy Schweitzer has got the board. And now the Prairie Wolves have a chance to go out on top right here. Nick Diamond with the ball back into the forecourt for Nebraska Wesleyan. Picked up there by Bacon of Hastings defensively. Johnson has got it down here in the corner to Jackson. John is up there. It's good. Three-pointer. Nothing to say with two-pointers. His foot was on the line. Eric Jackson hits a two, and Wesleyan goes back on top with a score of 19-17. Hastings has got to break the run. Here's a pass. It's right through the fingertips. The run is out of bounds. That is the fourth turnover at Hastings, and now Lance Creech is up. He wants to call a timeout. So the Broncos had a five-point lead back there at 17-12. Wesleyan has scored the last 7 points of the ball game. And now Lance wants to talk things over. 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break from the score. Wesleyan 19, Hastings 17.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Rocket basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Early in the ballgame, Hastings hitting 7 out of 13 from the field, 53%. Nebraska Wesleyan, before that last timeout, shooting just 3 out of 11 for 27%. But they have come back now. They have tied things up with 7 straight points. 19-17 to score now, as Wesleyan has got a two-point lead over Hastings. Lance calling the timeout. And Wesleyan has got the ball back here. After Hastings turns the ball away on their last possession, Wesleyan looking to add to their lead right here. Eric Jackson has got it, and he sends it inside to Schweitzer. Schweitzer across the lane. There's a little short jumper in the lane. Good. Frank Seidel scoring there for Wesleyan. That's his first field goal. It's now 21-17. A 9-0 run now for Wesleyan here. Midway through this first half of play, Woolman gets the ball inside to Flynn. Flynn in the lane. A little hook shot is up and in. Much needed field goal there for Hastings. It's now a 21-19 ball game. The Broncos back within 2 points. 6.5 to play here in the first half. Scheidel has got the ball. Scheidel gets it out there to Andy Schweitzer. Now to Nick Dinan. Near sideline to Eric Jackson. Top of the key. Dinan dribbles down the right side of the lane. Puts him off balance. Shot and hits it. Nick Diamond throws up a prayer from the right side of the lane and banks it in off of the window. 23-19. Hastings with a four-point deficit here for the Broncos. There's Flynn, who shines up there at the end. Dylan Flynn again works right in front of the basket, and a little hook shot up there by Dylan Flynn goes down through the hole. 23-21. Broncos down by two. Wesleyan with the ball back in their offensive zone. Schweitzer gets it to Jackson. His shot from 10. Good. Eric Jackson hits his second field goal of the ball game. Now the team's trading baskets here, 25-21. There's Wells down in the corner as the basketball poked around. It's picked up by Jackson. Fifth turnover on Hastings as Dinan comes back the other way. Dinan down in the corner. Andy Schweitzer fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Nice bounce pass to Tim Schweitzer. He lays it in. Andy Schweitzer gets the assist. Tim Schweitzer gets the field goal. And again, Lance wants to call a timeout as Nebraska Wesleyan has opened up a six-point lead over Hastings. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first half. It's now Wesleyan 27, Hastings 21.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Rocket basketball for you back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 27-21. Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. Dylan Reinwald back into the ball game. He's got the ball, gets it to Flynn down on the baseline. His shot good. Dylan Flynn, a short jumper off the left baseline as he banks one in off of the window. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within four. 27-23. Westland with the lead. Nick Diamond with the ball now for the Prairie Wolves. In the forecourt here on the wing. Comes outside. Liberty for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Wesleyan ball. Last touch by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. So the Prairie Wolves will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:03 to play. They're in the first half. It'll be Jonah Bradley playing the ball in now for Wesleyan. Outside the ring to Nick Dinan. Over to Jonah Bradley again on the right sideline. To Dinan. Nick dribbles with the ball to the near sideline. Now reverses and comes out here to Bradley. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Out top of the key to a Scheidel. On the dribble, moves it to the left wing. Bounce pass down low to Liberty. Back to the free throw line. His eyes up there in the end. Scores from the free throw line. It's now a 29-23 ball game. Wesleyan with a lead. Here's a Reinwald. A little hook shot. And Wayne is up there in the end. Tobin Reinwald, the Lincoln native. Back in his hometown here as he gets the little hook shot in the lane. He's now got 4 points. 29-25. Hastings down by four. Liberty with the ball here at the top of the key. Sent it over the wing to Nick Dinan. Picked up there by Drew Danielson. He's into the ball game now for the Broncos. Out on top again to Arp as he holds it here against Dylan Flynn. Arp dribbling with the ball. Right side on the wing. Comes over here to Seidel. He moves it on the dribble all the way to the baseline on the left side. Works against Reinwald. Jump pass back outside. Here's a three-pointer by Bradley that's going to be no good. Rebound Arp. He goes back up. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be called here on Hastings under the hole. It's going to go on Drew Danielson. That's going to be his first. Under the ball game now for Hastings will be Bacon. Also coming in for Wesleyan will be Brian Thompson. Drew Danielson will check out. Also Brett Wall is going to check in for the Broncos. Ferguson will check back out. 3:56 to play here in the first half, 29-25. Hastings down by 4 points. Thompson will inbound the ball here for the Prairie Wolves. Finally gets it into Arp down in the corner. Out of Thompson again. Ryan Thompson on the dribble. Brings it back out here in the three-point territory to Bradley. Now to Mitch Liberty. Gets away. Goes for the goal. Is running one-hander. Is up there. No good. Rebound Reinwald. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. The Woolman out of Bing Bacon as he drives for the hole. Shot's caught from behind by Liberty. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Wesleyan basketball. Left touchdown here by Bacon. Great play there defensively by Mitch Liberty coming back with a block from behind as Bacon was taking the ball to the goal there for Hastings. So the Broncos give it right back here to Wesleyan. 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. 29-25. Wesleyan has got the lead. Ryan Thompson with the ball in the dribble now for the Prairie Wolves. Bounce pass comes over here on the left side to a Jonah Bradley picked up by Woolman. Bradley moves it to the right side. Top of the key now. Here's a jumper by Seidel. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Bacon runs her back the other way as Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald goes up for the shot but sends it back out here to Bacon in 3 points there. So he didn't have a clean look at the basket there. And now Hastings will come back out here and reset the offense. Still 20 seconds in the shot clock. Grady Woolman behind a Flynn screen. Now throws up a three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Well, Thompson runs her back the other way and now will hold up as he brings it across the mid-court stripe. Wesleyan doesn't want to get into a running game here against Hastings. The Broncos want to force the tempo here tonight. There's a handoff. Thompson mishandles the ball. It's loose. It's knocked into the backcourt. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Trent Seidel for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four in the Prairie Wolves. Also a non-shooting situation, but Hastings College will hit the ball back here. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in this first half, it's 29-25. Wesleyan has got the lead. The Broncos will play it in off of the far sideline. Hastings had as much as a 5-point lead here in this first half. But Wesleyan now with a 4-point advantage here. Brett Wells has got the ball. Wells comes over here to Braden Woolman down in the corner. That's Bacon, not a Woolman, over to Wells on the left wing. Wesleyan still in the man-to-man defense. Wells still on the dribble. Comes out here to Brady Woolman. Woolman trying to penetrate. There's a bounce pass down low. Reinwald too far underneath the basket. Out here to Bacon in the corner. Shot for three. Good. Bacon throws up a three-pointer with a man in his face down here in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there by Bacon, and Hastings is back within one. 29-28 is the score. Johnson has got the ball for Wesleyan. Goes over to Jonah Bradley. Alley reverse it. Seidel now over here on the left side to Dinan. Top of the key, Bryce Arp has got it. Picked up there by Marvin. He hands it away to a Jonah Bradley down in the corner to Arp. Arp trying to drive the baseline against Marvin. Goes up for a scoop shot. It's up and in. Bryce Arp scoring there against the Jake Marvin. Up now with 4 points in the ballgame, 31-28. Hastings down by three. There's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball for the Broncos offensively. Comes out to Bacon, picked up there by Jonah Bradley defensively for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bacon gets it to Brent Wells, not a Woolman. On a deep wing, right side. Woolman dribbling to the ball, near sideline. That's Bacon. Now with 14 on the shot clock. Woolman, now to Reinwald for three. Shot good. Tobin Reinwald buries the tray from the left wing. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings comes back to tie the score. 31 points apiece with a minute, 18 seconds to play in this first half. Nick Diamond brings it up now for Wesleyan. Down the near sideline, Liberty loses his balance, nearly fell out of bounds. Gets it here to Bryce Hart. Now back down in the corner. Diamond drives the baseline. Shot is up there. It's good. Nick Diamond moves it in from the left corner toward the goal, and he scores off of the glass. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Wesleyan down on top, 33-31. Here's Woolman. He gets away, goes for the basket, and scores. Brady Woolman gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points. And Hastings comes back to tie things up again at 33 points apiece. There's Nebraska Wesleyan into the forecourt now. Nick Dinan out of Mitch Liberty here on the near side. And Dinan back here, out here just to the right of the lane. His size up there and in. Nick Dinan scores from the wing. He's got 6 points. 35-33. We're down to 29 seconds to play here in the first half. Now the Broncos will go for the final shot here as a Brady Woolman just stands out near the 10-second line. We're down to 20 seconds to play. 35-33. Hastings trailing by 2 points. Woolman will wait. Now they're going the offensive attack here for the 11 seconds. Reinwald, now to Woolman, deep in the corner to the right side. Bounce pass goes to Marvin. Marvin loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Diamond. Running back the other way is driving layup. No good. He's fouling the play. Reinwald gets back to fouling. Now Nick Diamond winning the free throw line. The Broncos turn it away, going for the final shot there as Marvin couldn't handle the pass right about the free throw line. Going to the stripe down at the other end is going to be Nick Dinan from Nebraska Wesleyan. 75% foul shooting in the season. He is 34 out of 45 from the free throw line. Hastings trailing by 2 points here, 35-33. Dinan's shot is up there, and the shot is good. They'll have one more shot here. 36-33 now. Wesleyan with a 3-point lead. Nick Diamond will have one more. But just as he was going up for the shot, they ring the horn. Eric Jackson wanted to check in there. But Jackson is going to wait. Nick Diamond will get the ball back here. Just as he was going in his motion there, the scorekeeper, scoreboard operator rings the horn. There's a second shot that's up there again by Diamond. Now will ring the horn, and Jackson will come in. Trevor Johnson will check out. Wesleyan with a 4-point lead, down 37-33 with 2.4 seconds to play. Brent Wells will play things in for Hastings here in backcourt. They give it to Woolman. Ready Woolman. Will not get a shot away as the horn sounds, and that is the end of the first half of play here from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Nebraska Wesleyan is going to have the lead over Hastings College at the break to score. It is Nebraska Wesleyan 37, Hastings College 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHS.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
KHAS.
back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln at halftime of the men's game here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead over Hastings by the score of 37-33. Shooting numbers in this first half of play. Hastings hitting 14 out of 24 from the field for 58%. Nebraska Wesleyan 14 out of 28 for 50%. Hastings has knocked down 3 out of 7 from three-point territory for 42%. Nebraska Wesleyan is 2 out of 7 from behind the arc for 28%. The Broncos just 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Nebraska Wesleyan has shot 7 more free throws and converted on 5 of those. They are 7 out of 9 from the free throw line for 77.8%. Nebraska Wesleyan leading on the boards 15-11. They lead offensively 6-1. Hastings has turned the ball over 6 times here in the first half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 5 turnovers. Wesleyan has got 2 block shots and 5 steals. Hastings with 2 block shots and 3 steals. Wesleyan again with the lead here at halftime over Hastings by the score of 37-33. Checking the scoring of the ball game for Hastings here tonight. Tobin Reinwald and Jake Marvin leading the way. They each have 7 points. Reinwald has got a couple of field goals, and he's got a 3-point goal. He's got 7 points. Same story for Marvin. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals and a 3-point goal. He's got 7 points here at halftime. Dylan Flynn has got 3 field goals and 6 points here at the break. Brady Woolman has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Brent Wells has got a couple of field goals and 4 points here in the first half. Dane Bacon has nailed a 3 for Hastings for his only points in the ball game. Charles Ferguson has got a field goal and 2 points. So Hastings only 2 free throws in the first half of play from Brady Lohman. He's 2 out of 2 from the line, and that's all she wrote for the Broncos from the stripe here tonight. The scoring for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half of play, they were led by Nick Dinan and also Andy Schweitzer. They've got 8 points apiece. Dinan has got 3 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 8. Andy Schweitzer has got a couple of 3-point field goals and a 2-point goal. He's got 8 points here at halftime. Trevor Johnson has got 6 points. He's got a field goal, and he is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Also scoring for the Prairie Wolves in the first half of play was Eric Jackson. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Bryce Arp has got a couple of field goals and 4 points tonight. Tretch Seidel has got a field goal for 2. Mitch Liberty has got 3 points in the ball game. He's got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. And also scoring in the first half of play for Wesleyan was Tim Schweitzer. He's got a field goal and 2 points. So again, Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings College here tonight. At the break, the score is Nebraska Wesleyan 37, Hastings College 33. The Broncos open up a 17-12 first half lead about midway through that first half of play. But Wesleyan came back and outscored Hastings a run of 15-4 as Wesleyan took a 27-21 advantage for their biggest lead of this first half of play. And right now it's sitting at 4 points, 37-33. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. Yet in the women's ball game, it was Hastings knocking off Wesleyan by a score of 61-52. Hastings had a 16-point lead in that ball game. Wesleyan came back to cut the lead down to 6 points at 58-52 with 31 seconds to play in the ball game. But Alicia Stadler hitting a couple of free throws. Kaylee Raggett hit a free throw. And the Broncos get out of here with a 61-52 win over Nebraska Wesleyan in the women's ball game tonight. Leading scorer for the Broncos in the ball game tonight was Alicia Stadler. She scores 18 points and grabs 12 rebounds, so another double-double for Stadler. 10 points for Taz Yorig and 10 points for Laurel Zwiener in the ball game tonight. Zwiener also had a double-double, and she picks up 11 rebounds as well. So Hastings College wins it tonight, and the Broncos improve to 18 wins and 8 losses on the season. They're now 10-7. And the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they get ready for the Lancers out of Mount Marty coming up on Saturday. At halftime, Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan here in the men's ball game on a score of 37-33. Stick around, we got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up, then Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is basketball star Cammie Bruckman. Cammie, a sophomore from Roseland, Nebraska, is a math education major with a 3.63 GPA. She has appeared in all the games for the Broncos this season. She's averaging 5.1 points a game and 2.7 rebounds. In the classroom, Cammie is a member of the Dean's List, and in her free time, she enjoys being with friends, family, and relaxing. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Cammie Bruckman. Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service, book this business. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica with you. Our guest this evening will be the track and field coach for the Hastings College Broncos. It is Kendrick Clay. Coach Clay, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the as the Broncos are well underway in their indoor track and field season. So far, from everything I've been hearing, a pretty successful start for the Broncos.
Yeah, we're really pleased. Have had some great marks and some school records in the sprinting events, the throws. The multi-events are going well, and some of our distance runners are coming along quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. Talk from the throwing perspective. From what I've heard, you got some guys and that are getting pretty close to some national marks there.
Yeah, Gabe Wickham, if he matches his current personal best and school record, if he matches that at the conference and national meets, he will have the national record and conference record. So he's leading the country right now by just under 9 feet. The person in second is his teammate, Cody Weber.
Mm-hmm. And talk just a little bit about the let's talk track and field in specifics. I would say the common man might think of track and field as what they see on TV, you know, the 100-meter sprints and the world records broken by Usain Bolt. But there's a lot of different facets that go into track and field.
Yeah, jokingly we call it organized chaos. you've got a number of sprinting events. Indoors you have a large number of middle distance events, you know, the 400, 600, 800, 1,000 distance medley relay, 4x800 relay. I mean, there are a lot of events in addition to the field events like long jump, triple jump, high jump, pole vault. And then you have the all-around athlete, the person that competes in the pentathlon or heptathlon where they're doing, you know, some field, some sprinting, and a middle endurance race. So it's really unique, and it's kind of neat to see athletes with different attributes all on the same team.
Now, we mentioned a little bit about the throwers a little bit earlier, but so far in the indoor track and field season, who's really came out and been a leader for you guys?
I would say with their approach, our throwers have consistently led. Mm-hmm. you know, with the success and how they handle high-pressure situations. Ronnie Taylor has really stepped up this year. He's, you know, we're holding him out this weekend just to protect him because he's a little sore, but his leadership, not just with his performances, but his actions at practice, he's really helping the coaching staff develop some of these other athletes. He's really helping us lead the charge. He's done a great job.
Once again, we're talking with Coach Clay, the track and field coach for the Hastings College Broncos. And Coach Clay, let's take a look at the calendar here. What are some upcoming dates that you have circled that are going to need the Broncos to get big performances out of?
Well, we have our GPAC Conference Indoor Championships on the 17th and 18th. They're in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Devaney Center. That's one we're gearing for. Our national meet will be in Geneva, Ohio, the first weekend in March. So that's our main focus right now is gearing up for those, getting kids into the meet, sharpening kids, and having everybody is at 100% for those meets.
Let's talk about the differences between indoor track and then the events that are outdoors. Talk just a little bit about the differences and the different approaches you have in those.
Well, you have some different disciplines. Obviously, the indoor weight throw is good preparation for the hammer throw, but you don't have anything that's really close to the javelin throw,
right,
which is an outdoor event. The 400 hurdles, you know, typically your 400 hurdlers are good, you know, 400 or 800 meter runners. You know, so you'll have some athletes that are competing in those events indoors, the middle distances that might be running the 400 hurdles outdoor. That's the difference. Our heptathletes become decathletes, and so we add more throwing events to that. Plus, the long-distance kids, sometimes you have a kid that a 3,000-meter race isn't quite long enough for their abilities. So, you know, having the 10,000-meter race outdoor, it being more of an endurance race, that may be more suited. So those are just a few of the things that are different. Obviously, the most significant difference is you battle the elements a little bit, which are obviously the same for everyone, but indoor track, the nice thing is you're not worried about how the wind's going to affect a race or the temperature. Although this week, you know, we're, you know, battling some snow, and that affects us getting to and from. Obviously, during competition, weather is not a factor indoors versus outdoor.
Okay, well, as we wrap this up, Coach, just talk a little bit about the outdoor season. When's everything going to be getting started?
Well, we'll host the first outdoor meet on the weekend of March 30th and 31st. We'll start off there, and then a few days later, we'll go over to Concordia to have a midweek meet for Easter weekend so we can let our kids go home for Easter. And it's a pretty condensed schedule. You know, our first meet is March 31st, and our conference championship is the first weekend in May. So, you know, you have to really, you know, the work is pretty much done by the time you get going, and you just sharpen and stay healthy.
Once again, that's head coach Kendrick Clay with the Hastings College track and field team. Coach, we wish the Broncos continued success so far in this indoor track season and success once the outdoor track season rolls along. But thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight.
No problem. My pleasure.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Men's college basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves by the score of 37-33. They begin the second half of play. Hastings will have the opening possession. Broncos shoot to our basket to our left, and Tobin Reinwald loses the ball out of bounds. Right off the bat, down in their corner, Tobin loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number seven on Hastings here in the ball game, and Wesleyan comes back now with a four-point lead Here's Andy Schweitzer with the ball. Comes out to Eric Jackson. Jackson gives it away down to a Nick Dinan. Bounce pass goes down low. Now back outside at the free throw line. It's a Tim Schweitzer with the ball down in the corner to Andy Schweitzer. His shot for three is up there and in. Rattles around the iron and goes down through the hole. Andy Schweitzer now with 11 points in the ball game, and Wesleyan is their biggest lead of the ball game now at 40-33. So Hastings turns it over on their opening possession. Wesleyan comes back and gets a three-point play. There's Alex Thayer with the ball down for the Broncos to Brady Lohman. Lohman at the free throw line spins down the lane. Bounce pass down low. And the Broncos again turn it away. Back-to-back turnovers for Hastings to begin this second half. Broncos are already down by 7 points here at 40-33. Now Wesleyan has a chance to expand their lead right here. Two possessions for Hastings since halftime. Two turnovers. Wesleyan comes back into the offensive zone. Nick Dinan has got it. Diner down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer hands it away out here in 3 point territory to Eric Jackson on the wing. Jackson reverses the ball to Johnson. Johnson over here on the wing again to a Nick Dinan. Lohman right in his face defensively. Here's Tim Schweitzer. Lobs the ball down low. Johnson kicks it back out on the wing. Here's Jackson. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Lohman. Now to Thayer. Hustling into the forecourt. Now to a Dylan Flynn. Far sideline. That's a Lohman with the ball. Lohman moves to his left. Fires up a three. Misses the shot. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer now to Nick Dinan. Here come the Prairie Wolves up the floor. Eric Jackson dribbles into the lane. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. He throws up a shot, but it wouldn't go down through the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Personal is going to go on Wells. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half. Eric Jackson to the free throw line here for Wesleyan. He's got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. Jackson is 69% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Ferguson. Coming out will be Thayer. So Eric Jackson goes back to the line here for Nebraska Wesleyan for his second of two shots. 6'3" and sophomore out of Lincoln Southeast. His shot is up there is good, so he buries a couple of free throws. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Wesleyan has opened up a 9-point lead here over Hastings, 42-33. Here's Hastings with the ball. Brady Lohman has got it on the wing. Lohman bounce pass goes to the far sideline to Ferguson. Back out to Lohman. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. 15-footers put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Tip try is good. Brett Wells gets the tip there for Hastings right in front of the goal. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 42-35 now. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 7-point lead. As the Prairie Wolves come back with the ball back in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes to a Trevor Johnson over here on the wing to a Nick Dinan, picked up there by Lohman. Long pass inside to Johnson underneath the basket. Throws it out on the wing on the left side. A three-pointer put up there by Schweitzer, no good. Rebound comes down to Ferguson. Ferguson down the near sideline to Lohman. Lohman brings it back to the top of the key. Now to Reinwald, fakes the three. Dribbles inside the arc. Now loses control of the ball, and it's picked up here by Johnson. Another turnover on Hastings. Here comes Andy Schweitzer back the other way. Drives to the goal. Foul called on Flynn. Dylan Flynn picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos. We got some free throws here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. As Andy Schweitzer will toe the mark now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He has got 11 points in the ball game thus far. Schweitzer is 6'3" senior from Bedford, Iowa. Schweitzer's free throw is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Here comes Bacon into the ball game for Weinrold. Marvin is going to check in now for Dylan Flynn. 17 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the game. Hastings is trailing now by a score of 43-35. Andy Schweitzer will have one more charity toss here as he dribbles the ball at the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one rattles out there. No good. Rebound comes down to Ferguson. Ferguson gets the ball to Lohman down the right sideline. There comes Hastings back with the ball. Lohman comes over here to Brent Wells. Wells dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Now to Lohman, left side of the lane. To Dane Bacon, brings it back to Lohman. Brady looking against his man-to-man defense. Comes over to Dane Bacon. Dribbles into the lane. There's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted again. Another turnover at Hastings. Back the other way as Dinan. His shot is up and in. Nick Dinan now with 10 points in the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. The offense has went south here to begin this second half of play. The Broncos have turned the ball over 5 times in the first 3 minutes of the second half. We've got a timeout. Wesleyan has built a 10-point lead. 17 minutes to play in the ball game. It's Wesleyan 45, Hastings 35.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Other scores in the conference in the first half. Briar Cliff is out on top of Concordia. They've got 7:51 to play in the first half at last check. The Chargers 36 and Concordia 19. Halftime, Dakota Wesleyan is leading fourth-ranked Dort by a score of 26-25 up in Mitchell. And it's Northwestern out on top of Mount Marty and Yankton tonight by a score of 43-27. Still nothing in on the Doan's basketball game with Midland tonight. So Hastings with four turnovers officially. That's what they tell us. Four turnovers now in the first 3 minutes of the second half. And Nebraska Wesleyan has opened up a 10-point lead all of a sudden at 45-35. Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. So four quick turnovers and bam, just like that, Wesleyan has built a double-digit lead. 45-35. Hastings now with the ball. Here's Ferguson. Cuts it toward the rack. He's cut out. There's another turnover. A pass is going to be intercepted by Dinan as he runs it back the other way. A shot good. Nick Dinan scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. And Hastings is now trailing by a score of 47-35. There's Brandon Woolman comes on the near sideline now to a Dane Bacon. Wesleyan still in the man-to-man defense. Brett Wells to the far side to Ferguson. Now to Marvin. Down about the three. Dribbles in the paint there. Throws up a shot off of the window and scores. Jake Marvin scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's back to a 10-point lead for Wesleyan. It is 47-37. Nick Dinan back with the ball for the Prairie Wolves. Comes here on the wing on the right side. Down to Schweitzer, top of the key. Over on the far side to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer behind the screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Tim Schweitzer. Down in the corner. Here's a shot for three. No good there by Eric Jackson. Offensive rebound to Johnson. His shot in the lane. Good. Trevor Johnson scores in the paint. He's got 8 points. 49-37. Wesleyan again with a 12-point lead here in the second half. Now with 15:49 to play. Charles Ferguson with the ball for the Broncos. Out on top. Bacon takes a three-pointer. Shot is up there. He buries it. Dane Bacon nails his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 49-40. Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead. 15:35 to play. And the ball game from Snyder Arena, a facility that Hastings has won the last six games here in Lincoln against the Prairie Wolves. They're trailing down by nine. There's Andy Schweitzer with the ball being attacked out here by Bacon. Goes over to Trevor Johnson to the far sideline to Dinan. Dinan drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Nick Dinan now with 14 in the ball game. Here's another turnover on Hastings as Woolman loses control of the ball as he brings it into the offensive zone. 51-40. Nebraska Wesleyan leading by 11 points. Nick Dinan with the ball now offensively for the Prairie Wolves. Goes across the top to Schweitzer. Holds the ball out here in 3-point territory. They get it to Trevor Johnson. The ball poked away and a foul is called. A foul is going to go here on Brent Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his third. Here comes Trevor Holdmeyer into the ball game now. Tobin Reinwald checks in as well. So Lance Creech looking for some answers here offensively as the Broncos have stumbled out of the gates. Six turnovers now in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Hastings is trailing by a score of 51-40. There's Schweitzer with the ball down here in the corner now to Andy Schweitzer. Sends it inside. They get it to Seidel. His shot is up there. There's no getting. He's hacked to the arm. Trent Seidel goes to the free throw line now as he is fouled in a play here by the Broncos. Let's see. Marvin and Hallbauer were both there, and Marvin's going to be hit with a personal foul. Jake picks up his first team foul, number four on Hastings. Trent Seidel to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Seidel now with 3 points. Mitch Liberty comes into the ball game now for Eric Jackson. Checking in will be Bryce Arp now for Wesleyan. He's going to replace Tim Schweitzer. So Trent Seidel will have one more. He's a 51% foul shooter on the season. There's the second one. It's up there. It's good. So he nails both free throws. And it is now 53-40. Hastings down by 13 points. The Broncos trailed at halftime by just four, 37-33. Jake Marvin with the ball now sent it to the far sideline. That ball was tipped out of bounds. Nearly intercepted there by Nick Dinan. So Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. Tobin Reinwald gets it into Woolman. Hastings needs a spark here offensively. Woolman moves the ball to the near sideline, reverses the ball, gets it to Bacon. Now over to Reinwald on the wing on the right side. Gets it back to Bacon. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Dane Bacon scores for Hastings. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 53-42. Hastings down by 11 as Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Schweitzer sends it inside to Bryce Arp. He backs up there. Schweitzer gets the ball away. It's going to be deflected, and Hultmeyer comes down with it. The sixth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Reinwald back the other way to Marvin. He goes up for the shot. It's stripped away. It is loose and it's picked up by Wesleyan. Hastings misses a golden opportunity right there. Nick Dinan runs her back the other way for the Prairie Wolves. Down to the top of the key. That's a Bryce Arp with it. On the wing, Andy Schweitzer back outside to Liberty. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Entry pass to get it to Scheidel. He backs up, spins in the lane. Puts up a shot over Holtmeyer. It's good. Trent Scheidel scoring there. He's got 6 points. And Wesleyan leads by 13. 55-42. There's a shot by Reinwald that's no good from underneath the hole. And a foul is called. Well, that was Bacon down there. Dave Bacon is fouled into play by Schweitzer. And now Bacon will go to the free throw line. So Dane Bacon goes in the line here for Hastings. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. Nothing from the free throw line tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. Bacon will have one more. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Zach Lena into the ballgame now for Hastings. And also Jordan Hawkinson coming in there. Hawkinson going to see some playing time. A 6'1" and sophomore out of Fairfield. Lena coming in there. A 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. As Lance looking for something that's going to work out there. His ball club is down by 12 points. Bacon's next free throw is up there. It's good. He nails a couple of charity tosses here. And Hastings is down by 11 now. 55-44. Hastings will attack here in backcourt. Jonah Bradley has got the ball. Got a Brian Thompson who's back into the ball game. Thompson brings it up in the center of the floor. Being attacked by the Broncos defensively. Hawkinson right in his face. Thompson gets the ball in the offensive zone. Gets it to Arp. He drives for the hole and he's fouled in the play. Arp got away and was driving for the goal, and he's fouled in the play here by Zach Lena. He picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5 of the Broncos. Wesleyan has got only one team foul here in the second half. And with 13 minutes and 21 seconds to play, Bryce Arp will go to the free throw line now for Wesleyan. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Arp throws it up there, and the shot is off of the mark, no good. He's just a 48% foul shooter on the season. Arp is a 6'8" senior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Arp is averaging 6 points per ball game. He's got 4 so far in this one. Next shot is up there. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Reinwald runs her back the other way. Sends it to the far sideline now to Jordan Hawkinson. Hawkinson back to Reinwald on the wing. Now to Brady Woolman down in the corner. Brady with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Lena. Lena takes the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It is good, and he's found in the play. Zach Lena gets the field goal there for Hastings, and he goes to the free throw line to try to convert on the 3-point play. Is fouled here by Wesleyan. It's going to go on Bryce Arp. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Prairie Wolves. Now with 13:04 to play, Hastings is down by 9 points at 55-46. Zach Lena to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. So a 3-point play there for Zach Lena. Hastings within 8 points. Broncos applying some pressure back here in backcourt again. Jonah Bradley has got the ball. Bacon back here defensively for Hastings. There's a Jonah Bradley approaching the midcourt stripe. A jump pass to get it across there. Schweitzer has got the ball. Schweitzer picked up by Dane Bacon. Back to Jonah Bradley. Now to Thompson. Thompson will dribble the ball here with 19 seconds left in the shot clock. Scheidel has got the ball in the high post. Squares around to the basket. There's an entry pass knocked away from Liberty. And the ball's picked up by Hastings. Bacon has got it now to Reinwald down the left sideline. Reinwald hands it back now to Brady Woolman. Now to Reinwald. Far sideline. Bacon has got the ball. Now to Tobin. Dribble penetration to the elbow left side to Hawkinson down in the corner. Woolman has got it here. Brady Woolman drives the baseline underneath the hole. Loses control of the ball, but it's picked up here by Bacon as he drives the ball toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play. So again, Bacon is fouled in the play as he takes the ball to the hole there for Hastings. And the foul is going to go on Mitch Liberty. That's going to be his first, team foul number 3 on the Prairie Wolves. This will be a shooting situation as Bacon will go back to the mark here for Hastings. Dane Bacon has got 10 points in the ballgame. 2 out of 2 from the line. Hastings is down by 8 points now. 55-47 as Bacon hits the free throw. 55-48. So here comes Eric Jackson back in. Here comes Trevor Johnson back in now for Nebraska Wesleyan. As Hastings making a little bit of a run here midway through the second half with 12:20 remaining on the clock. Bacon's next free throw is up there. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer off to Jonah Bradley. Gets it back into the hands of Nick Dinan. Here come the Prairie Wolves back in the forecourt. Dinan goes down in the corner. That's Eric Jackson with the ball outside of Jonah Bradley. Down in the corner now right side to Nick Dinan. Dinan is double teamed, looking the other way. He does. Dribbles in the lane. Kicks it back out to Jackson. Down in the corner now. But the ball is Jonah Bradley. Good defense here by Hastings. That's Dane Bacon out in his face. There's Johnson with the ball. Top of the key to Schweitzer. Drives down the right side of the lane. Puts up a little shot. It's going to be no good. The ball poked around. It's loose. Schweitzer picks it back up and scores. Hastings had their hands on the ball there on the rebound, but Schweitzer ends up with it and scores the easy one. 57-48. It's a 9-point lead now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Brady Woolman with the ball for Hastings College. Out on top of Dane Bacon. Now to Reinwald on the wing on the right side. Reinwald dribbling with the ball. Comes out between the circles. Gets the ball to Hawkinson. Hawkinson now over to Brady Woolman. Now to Jordan again. Top of the key over to Tobin. They're on the near side. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Back out to Bacon. Entry pass to give it to Zach Lena. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Lena takes the ball to the goal, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Tim Schweitzer picks up the personal foul there for Wesleyan. That's going to be his second. Zach Lena will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. Briar Cliff leading Concordia at halftime, 43-30 in men's play here tonight. Dakota Wesleyan at last check had a 26-25 lead over the fourth-ranked Dort defenders. There's Zach Lena at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lena will have one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Update now in the second half of play. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Dort with 15 minutes to go. It's the Tigers 39 and Dort 35. Playing that one up in Mitchell tonight. 57-48. Hastings trailing here. Next shot by Lena is up there, and it just catches the front lip and goes down through the hole. So the Broncos are back to within about 8 points now at 57-49. Hastings still attacking here in backcourt. Jonah Bradley has got the ball. Now to Dinan. Races the ball into the forecourt. Bounce pass over here to Johnson. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled in the play. They break the press. Trevor Johnson then gets the goal here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He is fouled in the play by Lena. That's his second personal foul on Zach. Trevor Johnson back to the free throw lane. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. 59-49 now. As Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 10-point lead, they look to add to the total right here as Trevor Johnson will go to the mark. His shot is up there, and it's going to be no good off the front iron. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin brings it up himself now for Hastings. End of the fourth quarter as they give the ball away to a Brady Woolman. Woolman gets away, dribbles down the left side of the lane. There's a pass back out to Hawkinson over in the far sideline as Hastings works with the ball here. At the free throw line, giving it up, goes over to Tobin Reinwald on the right side, angling toward the goal, drives it into the lane. Now we have foul called. A foul here will go on Trevor Johnson. Andrew Pryor is into the ballgame now for Hastings, a 6'3" and sophomore out of Wilbur, Nebraska. So we're seeing a couple of guys that haven't seen playing time for a while here on this one tonight for the Broncos, a non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. There's Reinwald deep in the corner on the right side. Tobin working with the ball. Tobin takes the ball into the lane. Stomps there. Kicks it back out to Hawkinson. Hawkinson dribbles around his screen. There's a bounce pass inside to Pryor, and his shot is up and in. Pryor runs the baseline there. They got him the ball. He lays it in for Hastings College. It's now 59-51. Hastings is back within 8 points. Needs some stops here defensively. There's a Trevor Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes out to Nick Dinan. Dinan picked up by Hawkinson. As the Broncos stay with a man-to-man, there's Eric Jackson with the ball. Entry pass to Schweitzer. His shot no good. Tip try is good. Schweitzer misses his first one. The easy bunny there, but he gets the tap. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. Here's Reinwald back the other way, and a foul is going to be called as he goes up for the shot. Driving the ball to the goal there with exactly 10 minutes to play now here in the second half. Now goes on Johnson. That's going to be his third. The three fouls now on Trevor Johnson. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Prairie Wolves. The team fouls are now even at 6 apiece. Here comes Flynn back into the ballgame. Lena's going to check out. Reinwald's going to check out here. As Dane Bacon comes back into the ballgame, Dane's got the ball. Here's a baseline jumper. It's up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Dinan. Nick runs her back the other way for the Prairie Wolves. Halfway through the second half, Hastings College is trailing by 10, 61-51. There's a bounce pass, and a foul is going to be called on Woolman. Woolman was playing behind Scheidel there, and Woolman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be Brady's first. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan for the 1-1 is going to be Trent Seidel. Posted up left side of the lane. Lohman was behind him, and a pushing foul from Brady from behind. So Seidel will have a 1-1 situation here. He's got 6 points in the ball game. His free throw is up there. Is no good. Hastings with the rebound. Bacon flips the ball away. Now to Dane Bacon into the forecourt. There's Pryor. He takes it down to the baseline. Falls down with the basketball. It's loose again. Ball comes out of here, and it's going to be picked up by Flynn. Flynn out of Hawkinson, down in the corner, left side of the Woolman, drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around, it's picked up by Schweitzer. Schweitzer from Nebraska Wesleyan, now to Andy Schweitzer. He runs it back the other way. There's a baseline jumper, it's put up there, no good. Rebound, Tim Schweitzer, back out of the wing. His shot is up there, and in a three-pointer. Eric Jackson scores a three-pointer from the left wing. He's got nine, and Wesleyan goes back out on top by 13. 64-51, 9-11 to play here in Lincoln. Brady Woolman with the ball now for Hastings on the wing. Sends it inside. Flynn has got it. He backs up toward the goal. Puts up a left-handed shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Dylan Flynn scores here for Hastings, and he'll go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Flynn has got 8 points in the ball game. He is fouled in the play here by Tim Schweitzer of Nebraska Wesleyan, his third. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Ryan Wald. Also coming in will be Brent Wells. Hawkinson comes out. Pryor checks out. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. He's not been there yet tonight. 68% foul shooter in the season. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 64-53. Next shot is up there from the line. It's good by Flynn. 64-54. 9 minutes to play. Here's Wesleyan is on the offensive attack. Nick Dinan brings it into the forecourt. There's a pass to Liberty. Now a pass across the lane to Jackson, and his shot is up and in. Eric Jackson gets the field goal there. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. 66-54. Hastings down by 12, and now a traveling violation called here on Reinwald. As he takes the ball into the paint, traveling violation. That's 14 turnovers on Hastings. Broncos had 6 turnovers in the first 5 minutes of the second half after like a pretty good first half. Hastings was down by just 4 points at halftime, 37-33. But 6 turnovers in the first 5 minutes of the second half is a spilled doom here for the Broncos. And now we got a timeout here for Nebraska Wesleyan as they come back into the offensive zone. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Nebraska Wesleyan 66, Hastings 54.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Broncos have now turned the ball over 14 times here in the basketball game. Nebraska Wesleyan with just 7. The Broncos are shooting the ball well here tonight. 60%, 21 out of 35. Wesleyan is connected on 25 out of 45 shots, and the Broncos are hitting 60% from the field. Nebraska Wesleyan 56%. Hastings is 4 out of 9 on 3-pointers right now for 44%. Wesleyan is 4 out of 12. Hastings 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Nebraska Wesleyan is 12 out of 19. The Wesleyan on the scoreboard has got a advantage 66-54. Hastings is led by as many as 7 points that occurred in the first half. Wesleyan is led by as many as 13 points here in the second half. Score has been tied 6 times. We've had 4 lead changes here in this one. Hastings is trailing in the ballgame. The score is 66-54. Time becoming a factor now. We're down to 8.5 minutes to go as Wesleyan has got the ball and their offensive end. Whether it's going to be Eric Jackson, circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane, down to Schweitzer now. Back out to Scheidel at the free throw line. Goes to a Dinan, is behind the back pass, is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. That's Dane Bacon with the ball. The Woolman lobs it inside. Flynn grabs it, and Flynn is forced out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called here on Bryce Arp. The second foul in the ball game on Arp. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Prairie Wolves. So we'll have a 1-1 situation here for Dylan Flynn. Into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Brian Thompson. Coming out will be Dinan. 8:16 to play. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line for Hastings. Flynn with 9 points in the ball game. Here's a second free throw of the night. It's up there and the shot good. Flynn will have one more. So Dylan Flynn will toe the mark for his second of 2 shots here. As he puts it up there, and the shot is good, so he hits a pair of free throws. Glenn now with 11. Hastings is down by 10 points again, 66-56. Ryan Thompson with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan, picked up here by Dane Bacon. Thompson brings it to the near side. They get it to a Trent Seidel. He's picked up there by Brent Wells as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's Thompson down in the corner again. Thompson sends it out on top to Eric Jackson, and we got a whistle, and we got a foul called here on Hastings. Personal foul is going to go on Ryan Wald of the Broncos. That's going to be his third. The three fouls now on Tobin going to the free throw line. There's going to be Mitch Liberty. They're checked out. It's going to be Eric Jackson. He's going to toe the mark. So Jackson with 11 points in the ballgame. He'll have a one-and-one situation here. The shot is up there. It's good. Jackson will have one more. It's now 67-56. Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead. Broncos trying to break their four-game losing streak here tonight. Second one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brent Wells. Wells sends it to the far sideline to Reinwald. Tobin brings it into the forecourt behind the screen. Reinwald stops in the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn works in the lane. Can't go for the shot. Gets rid of it now to Wells on the baseline. Brent backs up. Back out to Flynn at the free throw line. Dillon drives it down the left side of the lane. Spins. Puts it up there left-handed. His shot is up there. Bounces around the iron and goes down through the hole. Dillon Flynn now with 13 points in the ballgame, 67-58. Broncos down by 9 points here in the ballgame with 7.5 minutes to go. Here's Brian Thompson. Down to Eric Jackson. Jackson to Bryce Hart. Picked up by Flynn. Entry pass. They get it inside. Seidel backs up. Turns around. Throws up a shot. No good. Bound for the rebound. Foul called. It's going to go on Hastings inside, and it's going to go on Wells. Brent Wells just picks up his fourth personal foul. And that's going to send Trent Seidel back to the free throw line. Liberty checks in now for Wesleyan. Here comes Nick Dinan in. Thompson will check out. Also, Eric Jackson will check out. So Wesleyan to the free throw line here with 7:13 to play. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Seidel. Won't get to second one. The rebound comes down to Hastings. Reinwald down the far sideline to Dane Bacon. Now to Reinwald. Spins at the top of the key. Tobin with the ball. Comes over here on the near side. That's going to be Lohman. Brady holds onto it now. Deep wing to Reinwald. Entry pass to get it to Flynn, and he's knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. Flynn is knocked down left side of the lane here. The foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to send Flynn to the free throw line as the foul goes on Liberty. That's going to be his second. So Flynn goes back to the charity stripe here for Hastings. Pryor comes back into the ball game now for Hastings College. Checking will be Trevor Johnson for Nebraska Wesleyan. So Andrew Pryor, the sophomore out of Wilbur, Nebraska, back into the ball game here. Dillon Flynn will be to the free throw line for Hastings. The Broncos are still trailing by 9 points. Within striking distance here. Next shot is up there. It is good by Flynn. He is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Flynn is leading the way for the Broncos in scoring tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good. So it's now a 67-60 ball game with 6 minutes and 55 seconds to go. This is as close as the Broncos have been for a while. Now Brandon Wollman commits the personal foul on the far sideline. Wollman picks up his second. Team foul number 10 of the Broncos. And now we're going to have some free throws coming up here from Wesleyan as they will go to the free throw line. Andy Schweitzer will toe the mark with 2 shots here. Now Hastings over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So Schweitzer will have 2. His shot is up there. It's good. Wesleyan, this might not be a bad thing. Wesleyan, they're in last place as far as the conference is concerned. In free throw percentage, it's 62%. If it turns into a free throw shooting ball game, Hastings would have the advantage. The Broncos, 74% from the line. Next shot is up there by Schweitzer. That's up and in. So he nails a pair. He's now got 14 in the ball game, 69-60. Wesleyan with a 9-point lead. Wollman with the ball here on the near sideline in front of the Bronco bench. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be wide of the target. Trying to get it to Flynn, and the ball is brought down here by Schweitzer. Drives the length of the floor. His shot no good. The Broncos grab the rebound, but Flynn was out of bounds. Now they're going to give the ball to Nebraska Wesleyan. Schweitzer missed the shot. Flynn grabs the ball, but he was out of bounds down here. And Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. There's a little conference down here with the officials. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:38 to play. In the ballgame, 69-60. Schweitzer plays things in. Two-handed pass comes out here to Nick Dinan in 3-point territory. Across the top to Trevor Johnson. Johnson now to Andy Schweitzer. Free throw line extended right side. Comes over in the left wing. Now to Dinan down in the corner. Eric Jackson with the ball behind the screen. Jackson, top of the key. Over to Schweitzer again. Back to Jackson. Moves it to the left wing. Fires up a long-range jumper. Good. Three-pointer. Eric Jackson throws up the tray, falling down. He's got 15 in the ball game. Back the other way. Bacon for three. His shot good. Dane Bacon finds his spot on the floor and nails up his shot there. Just to the left side of the circle. And now a timeout is called by Hastings. Dane Bacon now with 14 in the ball game for the Broncos. So with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play, we've got a timeout. The score, Nebraska Wesleyan 72, Hastings 63.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos now 5 out of 10 on three-pointers. Here in the ball game, Wesleyan is 5 out of 13. Rebounds, Wesleyan is leading the Wars here at 25-20, including 12-2 on the offensive end. Those are the exact same numbers, 12-2, that Wesleyan out-rebounded Hastings on the offensive end in the first game between these two teams way back in December. So again, the offensive boards have hurt Hastings College here in the ball game. Wesleyan has thrown up 11 more shots in the contest. They've converted on three of those. And Wesleyan has got the lead over the Broncos here in this ball game by a score of 72-63, and really a must-win situation for both of these teams here tonight. But Wesleyan has got the upper hand. They led at halftime 37-33. Here's Nick Diamond with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan, picked up by Bacon. Diamond dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory, looking to penetrate, hands the ball away now to Eric Jackson. Jackson moves it to the right side, reverses the ball, gets it to Johnson, now to Diamond again, now to Jackson, down in the corner to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer dribbles, bounce pass goes down to the baseline, wide open. Tim Schweitzer's shot is up and in. Tim Schweitzer was left open on the Broncos' switch down there, and Schweitzer nails the easy field goal off of the right baseline. 74-63, Hastings down by 11. Ryan Wald, not a Woolman. Woolman brings it back out to Tobin, top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Goes for the basket, his shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play. That one just rolls off of the iron. Trevor Johnson picks up his fourth personal foul. Flynn will go to the free throw line for two. 5:28 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 74-63. Hastings College women won the first ball game tonight over Wesleyan 61-52. So Flynn to the free throw line. His shot is up there in the shot. Hits the front iron, bounces on the back iron, and goes down through the hole. Flynn is now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 16 points in the ballgame. Dillon will have another shot here. Broncos back to within 10 points. Here comes the next one from Flynn. It's in the air, and he hits that one. Nothing but net for Dillon Flynn. Here comes Zach Lena into the ball game now for Hastings College, and Flynn will check out. 74-65. Hastings still down by 9 points. 5.5 minutes to play here in this one. Nick Dinan in backcourt, works against Bacon. Two-handed pass comes across the timeline to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer here on the near sideline, out of Scheidel. Out to the top of the key, that's Bryce Harp. Left side, Nick Dinan. Now top of the key again to Andy Schweitzer. Wesleyan not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot here. They'll start to milk the clock here. Nick Dinan, bounce pass goes inside. That's Bryce Harp, and the ball is going to be poked away, but a foul is going to be called. They got it inside to their big guy, Bryce Harp, and a foul is going to be called here on Zach Lena. Lena picks up his third personal foul. Again, Hastings over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So all of these fouls on the Broncos from here on out are going to be two-shot varieties. As Bryce Arp will go to the free throw line now. He's 0 for 2 from the line. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's now 0 for 3. Arp will have one more. Here comes Dillon Flynn back into the ball game. Lena checks out. 74-65. Hastings down by 9 points with 5:01 to play. Bryce Arp will have one more shot here for Wesleyan. Throws it up there, and the shot is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a prior with the ball for the Broncos. Gets it out of Woolman. So Hastings is down by 9, 74-65. They still got time here in the second half. Hastings with the ball. Prior sends it over here. They get it to Bacon, now inside to Flynn. Puts a man in the air, goes for the bucket. His shot, no good. The ball tapped around, and it's picked up here by Bryce Arp. Hastings with another chance. If they can't convert, can't finish at the rim. Andy Schweitzer comes back now for Nebraska Wesleyan into the forecourt. Schweitzer down near sideline. They get it to a Scheidel. Scheidel now to Bryce Arp. Picked up by Flynn. The ball poked away. The scramble is on. Two, three, four players at the deck. Finally, a jump ball is going to be called. That's some tempers flaring down there at the bottom of the stack. That was Woolman down there for Hastings. Nick Dinan down there for Nebraska Wesleyan. The jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will have it here. Schweitzer comes back in. That's Tim Schweitzer now for Wesleyan. Here comes Reinwald back into the ballgame now for Hastings as Pryor will check out. Now they'll mop up over there with the players hit the deck just beyond the three-point circle. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, where it's Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Nebraska Wesleyan has led this baby most of the way. 74-65 is the score. Hastings did have a five-point lead in the first half at 17-12 before Wesleyan went on a 15-4 run to claim the lead. Broncos trying to claw their way back into things here. Scheidel has got the ball. There's a pass inside to Schweitzer, and he's going to be fouled in the play as he was going for the hole. Tim Schweitzer was going for the hole there. He got the field goal to go down, but the foul was way before the shot. And Schweitzer will go to the free throw line, being fouled in the play there by Reinwald of Hastings. That's the fourth foul on Tobin Reinwald. So Tim Schweitzer to the free throw line now for two shots here for Wesleyan. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Schweitzer now with 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings will be on the road on Saturday for their third game this week. They will play the Lancers of Mount Marty up in Yankton. 2 and 4 o'clock for the game times on Saturday. On the air with a pregame show at 1:45. Schweitzer misses a second one, so the score remains 75-65. Hastings with the ball as we approach the four-minute mark here in the ballgame. Brady Woolman goes over there to Bacon. Bacon on the deep wing. Now to Reinwald. Reinwald takes the ball into the paint to the goal. He goes. The shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. That's Wells putting it up and in. Ball was blocked out of the hands of Reinwald, but it goes right into the hands of Wells, who puts it down through the hole. 75-67. The Broncos now within 8 points. 3:47 to play here in the ball game. Here's Nick Dinan with the ball out here in 3-point territory. He's going to call a timeout as Wells was all over him defensively. So we've got a timeout here from Nebraska Wesleyan. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Wesleyan 75, Hastings 67.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
3 minutes and 43 seconds to play, 75-67. Hastings College are trailing here in the ball game to Nebraska Wesleyan. Both teams continue to shoot the ball extremely well here in the ballgame. Hastings 24 out of 40 for 60%, but they're on the losing end of things. Hastings hitting 5 out of 10 from three-point range for 50%. Wesleyan has knocked down 55% of their field goals tonight. 27 out of 49, and they're 5 out of 13 from three-point territory. They're 38%. Wesleyan has got 16 free throws. Hastings with 14. But on the scoreboard is 75-67. The Broncos are still down by 8 points. The closest as Hastings has been here in the second half has been, what, back there at 57-49. We did get it down to 7 points at 67-60 with 6:55 to play. Now it's a 8-point ball game, 75-67. Here's a Wesleyan with the ball following the timeout. They work it inside to Schweitzer. He backs up. Jump pass comes back out to Dinan. Now across the top to Schweitzer. Free throw line jumper put up there in. Big shot there by Andy Schweitzer for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 16 in the ball game. Back to a 10-point lead for Wesleyan. 77-67. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brady Woolman. Woolman at the top of the key looking to drive it. He does toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Schweitzer. Nebraska Wesleyan is next to the last in offensive production this year. They're averaging 63.5 points per ball game. The Broncos have allowed them 14 points over their average right now. Hastings is next to the last in defensive scoring average. Broncos giving up some points here defensively tonight. There's a shot taken there by Bacon as he comes off of a screen and he's fouling the play. So Bacon will go to the free throw line. He's fouled there by Dinan. That's going to be his first. So to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. He's got 14 points in the ball game. He's got 11 of those in the second half. Dane Bacon to the line. His shot is up there and the shot good. Bacon now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have one more. Here comes Pryor back into the ball game. Reinwald will check out. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings now down 77-68. There comes the next one from Bacon. It's up there and in. The former Kearney High Bearcat knocks down a couple of free throws, 77-69. Broncos need some stops now defensively. And now we're going to have a foul called on Bacon as he comes into the forecourt working against Schweitzer, who is bringing the ball up. Bacon commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So the worst free throw shooting team in the conference from the free throw line, Nebraska Wesleyan, will toe the mark again. Andy Schweitzer is 3 out of 4 tonight. He's got 16 in the ballgame. And Shana's up there, and he misses that one. He'll get one more shot. Here comes Reinwald back into the ballgame now. Pryor will check out. Trevor Johnson comes in for Nebraska Wesleyan, replacing Trent Seidel. So we got another free throw coming up here by Andy Schweitzer of Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings still trailing 77-69. Schweitzer's next free throw is up there. That shot is going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. So missed the opportunity there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Now to Woolman. Woolman gets it into the forecourt to Bacon. Now to Reinwald. Tobin with the ball. Tobin dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing to Flynn. Flynn takes the ball down to the baseline. Reverse layup is up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down by Johnson. Trevor Johnson has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Puts it on the floor. Drives her back the other way. Johnson double teamed over there on the far side, trying to get away. Johnson has still got it. There's a pass. Comes over here to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer is still out here in 3-point territory. He's double teamed again. Gets it out here to Nick Dinan. Down to the far side. A 3-pointer thrown up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound Schweitzer. His pass back out on the wing. It's intercepted and a foul called. Flynn got the interception there for Hastings, but a foul is going to be called on Eric Jackson of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. So Hastings will have some free throws. Back at the other end, the Broncos are still down by 8 points here in the ball game. It's 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play. 77-69. Dylan Flynn back to the line. He's got 17 points here in the ball game. 7 out of 7 from the free throw line for Hastings. And his shot is up there, and the shot good. Flynn will have one more. Here comes Pryor back into the ball game, replacing Reinwald. As Lance continues to make the offensive and defensive substitutions, Reinwald is playing with 4 personal fouls, so thus Pryor seeing some action here tonight. Next shot is up there by Flynn. It's good. Flynn now with 19. Lena comes back into the ball game. Flynn checks out. 77-71. Again, Hastings within 6 points now with 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Here comes Nick Dinan back the other way on the fly. Bounce pass comes over here to Schweitzer. Schweitzer dribbling on the ball in 3-point territory. Bounce pass goes to the wing. That's going to be Eric Jackson with the ball. Gets it out here to Tim Schweitzer. Back to the far sideline again. With the basketball over there is going to be Andy Schweitzer. Back on top to Jackson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos are down by 6 points here, 77-71. Hastings with the ball with 2 minutes to play. Loman takes the ball out of the lane. The ball stripped away. Brady picks it back up on the baseline. Comes out here in the 3-point territory. Loman holds it on the right sideline. Goes down in the corner now with the basketball there. Is going to be Pryor for Hastings. Pryor puts it on the floor, dribbles into the paint, stops, trying to put a man in the air. Comes back out to Woolman. 13 on the shot clock. Brady with the ball at the top of the key. Brady holds the ball over here to Pryor. Takes the three and now loses the ball out of bounds. Andrew Pryor loses the ball out of bounds. With the Broncos down by 6 points, 77-71. A turnover on a big one on Hastings. That's number 16 on the Broncos. So now with 90 seconds to play, Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. Nick Dinan races the ball back into the forecourt. Bounce pass over here to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer sends it down the near sideline to Johnson. He's fouled in the play. Fouled in the play here by Pryor. So Pryor picks up his first personal foul. And now the Broncos are down by 6 points with 1 minute and 23 seconds to play. One of the better foul shooters, Trevor Johnson, will toe the mark now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's 4 out of 6 tonight from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. His first one is up there. It's good. So Hastings had their chance back there at 77-71, and they had the basketball, and then they lose the ball out of bounds. It's now a 78-71 ball game. Trevor Johnson will have one more. Toes the mark, throws it up there, shot good. So a pair of free throws by Trevor Johnson, 79-71. Back with the ball for Hastings is Brady Woolman. Bounce pass goes to Flynn. Now to Ryan Wald. He loses the ball out of bounds. Ryan Wald was going for the hole underneath the basket there on the baseline, and Hastings loses the ball out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers when Hastings had a chance here late in the second half. Wesleyan plays things in. Schweitzer has got the ball. Schweitzer now to a Nick Dinan. Dinan races the ball up to four. They get it down the court. Here is Tim Schweitzer, and he lays it in. Tim Schweitzer lays it in. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Now a 10-point lead. A minute to play here in the ballgame. Tobin Reinwald, the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Wells, and a foul is called. So, again, the Broncos have their chances in this one, and turnovers have plagued Hastings all night long. They've come at some crucial times, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Trevor Johnson. And he's going to foul out of the ballgame now. It's his fifth personal foul. He leaves with 58 seconds to go. Johnson leads with 12 points, 6 in each half. End of the ball game now for Wesleyan. The replacement will be Mitch Liberty. So to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Coming up, we've got our players of the game and also our coaches post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Shot from the line is up to an in by Wells. He'll get one more. Tomorrow night, Hastings, we've got Nebraska women's basketball tomorrow night. Over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll have Adams Central and the Ravenna Blue Jays in high school basketball. It's in the way at 5:45 tomorrow night. Here's a second shot. It's up there good by Wells. Brent now with 10 points in the ballgame. 81-73. The Broncos are down here in the ballgame. Here's a Mitch Liberty wall backcourt for Nebraska Wesleyan to Dinan. It's passed down the far sideline to Jackson. Gets it into the forecourt. Jackson double team. The pass comes out here to Andy Schweitzer. Picked up by Wells, and Brent picks up the personal foul. Wells trying to poke the ball loose, and I think that's going to be number five now on Wells. That's the case. He's going to foul out of there. With 46 seconds to play, Wells will lead with 10 points. So Brent Wells fouls out of the ball game now for Hastings. He doesn't know it yet. Now he does, as the officials inform him of his fifth personal foul. He's going to have to come out of there. So Wells fouls out with 46 seconds to play in the ball game. He leads with 10 points. Ryan Wald will check back in there. So Nebraska Wesleyan will have some more free throws here. Andy Schweitzer will throw the mark. He's 3 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Two shot opportunity. His first one is up there and in. 82-73. Here comes Danielson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Pryor. Spencer Choquette's going to come into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's a senior, played his high school ball at Minden, playing here on the seniors' night for Nebraska Wesleyan. There comes the next shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in. So Schweitzer now with 18 in the ball game, and Wesleyan has got a 10-point lead over Hastings. It's 83-73. Here's Brady Woolman. Now to Bacon. Fires up the three ball. It's up and in. Dane Bacon throws up the three, and Hastings calls the timeout. Bacon now with 19 in the ball game. Hastings back within 7 points. 83-76. We've got 38 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight. Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. In the women's ball game tonight, Hastings beat Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 61-52. Alicia Stather, 18 points, 12 rebounds in the ball game. Laurel's leader had 10 points and 11 rebounds. The Broncos win tonight in women's play. They go to 18 wins and 8 losses on the season, 10-7 in the conference. Hastings College men trailing here with 38 seconds to play, 83-76. Here's the ball tipped back out of bounds here as Wesleyan was trying to play things in back here in backcourt. Hastings had it down to 6 points at 77-71. They had the ball and they turned it over. There's Andy Schweitzer with the ball now on the far sideline. He's going to be fouled in the play, and that's going to send Schweitzer back to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings here, and the personal is going to be on Bacon. Bacon now with three personal fouls. Schweitzer to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 18 in the ball game, 10 in the second half. Schweitzer will have to punch the overtime clock here from the stripe. This will be his 9th and 10th free throw tonight. There's the first one up there. It's good. He's converted on 6. Drew Danielson into the ball game now for Hastings College, and the Broncos have fallen behind again by 8 points. 84-76 with 34 seconds to play. Eddie Schweitzer will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot good. 85-76. Hastings comes back quickly as Brady Woolman races the ball in the offensive zone. Out to a Drew Danielson. Now to Bacon for 3. His shot is up there. It's off of the heel in the iron. No good. Rebound, Reinwald. Basketball stumped out of his hands. Now a jump ball is called underneath the hole here. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in underneath their own basket. 85-76. We're down to 22 seconds to play here in this one. Brady Woolman will play things in underneath the basket to get it to Flynn. His little left-handed hook shot is up there. It's good as Flynn just puts it down through the hole. Dillon's having a good ball game here tonight. He has got 21 points, and now we got timeout Hastings. 20.2 seconds to play. Timeout Hastings. The score, Wesleyan 85, Hastings 78.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are longstanding values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
So Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings have their chances here in this ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has hit some free throws late in the second half here to maintain this 8-10 point lead. Right now for Wesleyan is 85-78. Wesleyan has scored 22 points over their average tonight against this Hastings College defense. It remains a problem for the Broncos. Hastings is 10th out of the 11 teams in the GPAC in defensive scoring average. They're giving up 75 points per ball game. Wesleyan has outdone that with 85 on the board here tonight. They got 48 points in the second half alone. Here's the inbounds pass, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his 4th. And that's going to send Nebraska Wesleyan to the free throw line again. So now we're down to 19.2 seconds to play, 85-78. Schweitzer goes back to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan. His shot is up there. That one is missed. Now 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. Here comes Drew Danielson back into the ball game now, replacing Pryor. Andy Schweitzer will have one more here for Nebraska Wesleyan. His shot is up there. That one is good. So it's 1 out of 2. And the lead is now 8 points at 86-78. Here comes Woolman down the right sideline. Woolman in the center of the floor now comes to the near side, and they throw the ball away. Trying to get it over here to Bacon. He wasn't even looking for the pass. It goes sailing behind him out of bounds into the Bronco bench. 18 turnovers now for Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. They get it to Choquette. Choquette dribbles with the ball. Crosses the midcourt stripe here. He's double-teamed. 5 seconds to go. Nick Dinan with the ball, and this one is going to be over. Nebraska Wesleyan beats Hastings. First time in 7 meetings that Nebraska Wesleyan has beaten Hastings here in Lincoln. And they do it after breaking away from a 37-33 halftime lead to go on to win over Hastings tonight by a final score of 86-78. Wesleyan improves to 11-12 on the season. They are now 7-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and that could be a dagger into the Broncos' playoff hopes here tonight as they drop this one. Hastings will drop to 5 wins and 12 losses now in the conference. They are 11-16 on the season. In the final score, Nebraska Wesleyan 86, Hastings College 78. Back with a recap after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena. Nebraska Wesleyan beats Hastings tonight in men's play. Final score of 86-78. So the Broncos now 5-12 in the conference. They are 11-16 on the season. Hastings had a 5-point lead in the first half at 17-12. Wesleyan goes on a 15-4 run. They go out on top by a score of 27-21. That's the lead they didn't relinquish the rest of the way. Wesleyan led 37-33 at halftime. Hastings got within 7 points late in the ball game with 6:55 to play. They got within 6 points with 2:20 to play, but on both opportunities, we turned the ball over, and Wesleyan was able to hold off the Broncos tonight on a score of 86-78. Dylan Flynn led the way for Hastings. He had 21 points in the ball game tonight. Dane Bacon had 19. Brent Wells had 10, so three players in double figures led by Flynn's 21. The other scores for the Broncos, Jake Marvin had 9 tonight. 7 points for Tobin Reinwald. 4 points for Brady Lohman. 4 for Zach Lena. And 2 points for Charles Ferguson. Meanwhile, for Nebraska Wesleyan, they were led tonight by Andy Schweitzer. He ends up with 21. Eric Jackson had 15. Nick Dinan had 14. Tim Schweitzer had 11. Trevor Johnson got in there with 12 points. They had 5 guys scoring double figures tonight. Trent Seidel had 6. Mitch Liberty had 3. Bryce Arp had 4 points. Shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight. Hastings College shot 26 out of 45 from the field for 57%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 29 out of 53 for 54%. Hastings hit 6 out of 12 on 3-pointers for 50%. Nebraska Wesleyan 5 out of 14 for 35%. Hastings hit 20 out of 22 free throws tonight for 90%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 23 out of 38 for 60%. Nebraska Wesleyan had 28 rebounds in the ball game. Hastings had 27. Wesleyan came up with 13 offensive boards tonight, 5 for Hastings College. The Broncos turned the ball over 18 times in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan had 9. The Broncos had 2 block shots and 7 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan had 4 block shots and 11 steals. Score was tied 6 times tonight, 4 lead changes. Hastings led by 7 in the first half at the 12:31 mark. Nebraska Wesleyan's biggest lead at 13 with 14:45 to play in the ball game. Wesleyan wins it tonight. They score 49 points against the Hastings College defense in the second half, and they beat the Broncos by the score of 86-78. Now stay tuned. The players of the game coming up next, and then the coaches' post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings College women victorious tonight in their ball game with Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by the score of 61-52. Hastings getting 18 points, 12 rebounds from Alicia Stadler, 10 points, 11 rebounds from Laurel Zwiener, and also scoring in double figures tonight, Taz Yorg, as she comes up with 10 points in the ball game. For the Hastings College men, the candidates for our Player of the Game, of course, Dylan Flynn. Good ball game tonight for the Broncos, as Flynn scores 21, also pulls down three rebounds. Dane Bacon comes up with 19 points. Brent Wells with 10. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and name our stars here tonight right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our Player of the Game tonight for the Hastings College women's basketball team will be Alicia Stadler again. She gets her eighth double-double in her last 10 games. Gets 18 points, 12 rebounds, 6 out of 8 from the field tonight, 6 out of 6 on free throws, and now she's hit her last 14 free throws in a row. She was 8 out of 8 from the line on the Monday night against Dort. Comes down with 12 rebounds tonight, 3 on offense, 9 on defense, 12 total rebounds, 18 points. Also had 2 block shots and 2 steals tonight as she plays 24 minutes for head coach Jeff Dittman, as Hastings College beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 61-52. For the Hastings College men tonight, Dylan Flynn will be our Player of the Game. Flynn had 21 points in the ball game. He was 6 out of 9 from the field tonight, 9 out of 9 on free throws, pulls down 3 defensive rebounds, has the 21 points, also had 1 block shot and 1 steal as he plays 20 minutes tonight for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. So Alicia Stadler and Dylan Flynn are players of the game tonight as Hastings College gets a split out of this doubleheader with Nebraska Wesleyan winning the women's ball game but dropping the men's game in the nightcap here at Snyder Arena. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena as we wait for Lance Creech to make his way back out of the locker room following a defeat tonight to the hands of Nebraska Wesleyan. Final score of 86-78 in the ball game tonight. Give us a chance to run down the other scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. On the women's side of things, final scores in. Hastings knocking off Nebraska Wesleyan here in Lincoln by the score of 61-52. Northwestern beat Mount Marty tonight 71-57. It was Dakota Wesleyan over Dort 54-50. Midland lost to Doan tonight in Crete by the score of 72-67. And it was Concordia beating Briar Cliff by the score of 102-96. Concordia trailed that ball game at halftime, but they come back to beat Briar Cliff 102-96. In the men's game so far, Hastings losing to Nebraska Wesleyan 86-78. And Northwestern tonight beats Mount Marty by a score of 87-66. Still waiting for the finals at Dort and Dakota Wesleyan, Midland and Doan, and Concordia against their Briar Cliff. As Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us on the post game, and coach, all we can say is we had plenty of chances to win this ball game in the second half.
Yeah, I tell you, Mike, I'm just really confused. You know, I guess I'm beyond the point of frustration. I just can't figure out why in the heck we just can't be better. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you much of an interview. I'm just very confused. I'm just very frustrated, and it can't be explained to me how we cannot be a better basketball team than what we are.
Definitely got the talent out there. We've been talking about all season long. We had plenty of chances, like we said. Had the game down to 6 points. First of all, the beginning of the second half, we turned the ball over six times in the first 5 minutes of the second half. That was probably the story of the ball game.
Well, and the frustrating thing is we had done all maybe talk is the wrong word, and maybe that's what we're not communicating well enough, I guess. I believe we're sending the right message. We had talked about getting very early actions. We had to get Tobin involved. We had to get Tobin doing something. He was a little bit lethargic tonight, you know, but I mean, he's been there for us all year, so you got to keep going back to him. You got to keep fighting for him, and you got to keep trying to get him the basketball and an opportunity to be successful. And we tried to get him early on, and we weren't coming off screens. We weren't coming off cuts. And when we did, like you said, was it the first six possessions that we turned it over, you know, and we shoot 58% in the first half and you know, all the things that we want to do. And we just can't find a way to concentrate and focus. And as silly as that may sound, Mike, right now, we call a timeout. We run a set. We design a set. We don't run it for five possessions after the timeout. You know, and again, we're kind of wasting time. We're wasting energy. We're wasting our natural resources, so to speak, just because of our lack of focus.
Did Wesleyan do anything to take Tobin out of this thing tonight?
They played physical on him, you know, but everybody in the league's played physical on him, you know, and we don't need Tobin to go get 27 each night. I thought Dylan Flynn played pretty well. I thought, you know, we had some other people step up. I thought Brett Wells, again, was very effective for us. I thought Dane Bacon really got him himself going, you know, and really did some good things for us. So it's not like we need Tobin, but we need him to either be more of a decoy, so to speak, where he's setting screens, he's coming off screens, and you know, he didn't do a very good job himself of jump stopping in the paint. You know, we got some travels there on us because just, again, a lack of focus and lack of discipline.
Despite all of that, in the second half of play, you had two chances, I thought, late in the ball game, had to lead down to 7 points at 67-60 with 6:55 to play, had to lead down to 6 points at 77-71 with 2:26 to play. Each time you had the basketball and you turned the ball over on your offensive end.
Yeah. You know, and then again, I mean, that's what we were talking about the other night a little bit. You know, missing free throws is the same as turning it over. So, whether it's fatigue, maybe it's that time of the year, but you look over, Wesleyan has nine. So I don't know that that's necessarily, and they were playing the same pace that we were playing. So, I didn't think our guard play was great. I thought our guard play was spotty at best as far as our lead guards with the ball. I didn't think we did enough to get any kind of continuity or any kind of a flow there. So, again, just really a head-scratcher right now, bud.
You take a look at the stat sheet. We win in just about every statistical category. That looks like a winning stat sheet here on the Hastings side of things. What was this game won?
Well, I think on the offensive boards. You know, I thought when we did force them into some bad shots, I thought, you know, they got the boards or we fouled them. You know, and then it's kind of the same thing that we talked about the other night, you know, with Dort. I mean, at the half, we have two free throws to their nine. You know, and I mean, we end up with a huge disparity. Now, a lot of it was their fouling towards the end of the game, but 38-22 on the free throws is just not good enough, you know, and You know, we just don't play with a lot of patience in the paint. We don't use our fakes very well. We don't drive through contact. We avoid contact. Just the things, you know, basically the people that were listening, what Wesleyan doing was exactly what we try and do, what we try and teach, what we preach to them on a daily basis, but we just can't get through to them.
It seems like a November interview. Those are some of the things that we should be doing and talking about in November, not in January and February.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. And again, I just can't put my finger on why we're not better. I just can't explain it, buddy. I'm sorry.
So Hastings back to the drawing board. We play another ball game this week, like our NBA schedule. Like we talked in the pregame show, we go up to Yankton, and now I guess we just scramble for anything we can get from here on out.
Yeah, we have to. You know, I don't know what exactly happened tonight. I don't know if we're totally out of it. I don't know, but at some point there's got to be some pride in this factor, and that's what we tried to explain to our guys afterwards. I think I get a vibe that we're playing for next year. We're waiting for next year. We think by maybe getting a year older, we're going to be better, and that's just not the case. I mean, you look at the top teams in our league, Dort loses virtually nobody, Briarcliff, nobody, Northwestern, nobody. So, the mindset of us, we're just going to get better because we're going to be juniors next year instead of sophomores is just a silly thought process.
Okay, well, good things back together. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
That's great, head coach for Hastings. Again, a confusing loss here tonight for Hastings College as we drop one here to Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 86-78. The Broncos have dropped now the playoff run here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll find out when all the rest of the scores start to come in here, but a devastating loss, I think, tonight for Hastings as they lose to Wesleyan 86-78. We'll come back and get a final word right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Okay, we got everything but Concordia and Briarcliff now on the men's side of things. Midland beat Doan tonight by a score of 76-70. It was Dort coming back, the fourth-ranked team in the country. They trailed most of the game tonight. They came back to beat Dakota Wesleyan up in Mitchell tonight by a score of 61-58. Northwestern rolls past Mount Marty in men's play, 87-66. And Hastings here losing to Nebraska Wesleyan, 86-78. So that'll wrap up coverage here tonight from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings College women winning tonight 61-52. The guys dropping an 86-78 decision to Nebraska Wesleyan. That'll wrap things up for my producer and engineer, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.